is an emergency transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Don't believe me, you don't want to miss this broadcast.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Got my work cut out for me on this live Wednesday broadcast coming to you from our embattled studios in Central Texas. The great Mark Dice joins us for a full hour to give his analysis. It's hard to get him on the air live. He's a great interview, but he seems to think his tape shows are better, so you have to twist his arm. Got a new book out. Love Mark Dice. He's in the third hour. Dr. Judy Mikovits, incredible whistleblower, totally vindicated about how deadly these shots are. We'll be in studio. Matthew Hirt, turns out, has a mutual friend of mine. He heads up an organization that's very successful exposing tyranny in Virginia. He joins us in about 15 minutes. And, of course, it's the viral video. Tens of millions of views on Fox. Tens of millions of views on Twitter. Tens of millions of views on YouTube. I mean, it's just... probably 40 million people have seen this now. Finger-wagging dim voter loses it on GOP poll worker in curse-laden rant. He says, I'm taking your picture, and I'm going to get you. The Republicans win. And this is standard fare for these folks. Standard fare, but of course, they're happy in Virginia. The governor's fall short in his mission to win total GOP control of Virginia state legislature. They've also clearly had more election fraud in Kentucky and evidence of that in the governor's race. It's happened again. Magically, the gas broke at two different voting places that are the key Democrat areas to keep them open late into the night so they would magically get the votes to put him over the top. That's in Louisville, Kentucky. So we'll be looking at that as well here today. But, this gentleman that got the video was confronted for daring to hand out a Republican voter list, just a list of Republican candidates. And according to the Democrat that gets in his face, that is some type of horrible, evil crime of insurrection. Just remember, as Jack Posobiec said, he tweeted this, that's your average Virginia or D.C. juror. In D.C., they vote 92% Democrat. It's been changing in Virginia, but they're just panicked. They think they own you. They think that's the way it is. So that's the first thing we're going to cover. And then the reason I never play this footage is that if you're going to play it, you might as well really show a bunch of it. So I'm going to show a little bit today, but when I do a special report for Steven Crowder's outfit that'll air Friday, and I'll air excerpts of it here, I'm going to do a deep dive on what it's like to live in Africa under the rule of some of the African despots and under the Islamicists. I mean, we got footage of them mowing down little children. We got footage of just piles of dead bodies, black people begging for their lives at the hands of the Muslims who are Arab, but also at the hands of Africans. And it's just absolutely, completely over-the-top stuff. Mass executions, you name it. Now, you're not going to see this on the news because only white people can be mean to brown people. Also, in some of the videos, after they kill the black people, they eat them. That's right. They eat them. Would you like to see that? I know you don't want to. I'm going to put it in the Friday show, but I'm going to show some of it today, but I'm tasking the crew now. I've already sent them a bunch. We'll show you kids in lithium mines as young as six. We'll show you UN raping children and then burning them at the stake. We'll go ahead and just show you everything. How's that sound? Oh, yes, America's so horrible, everybody wants to get here. But as the third world pours in, we cease to be a first world nation. And the globalist mission of bringing us to our knees will be complete, but not without a fight. Big broadcast lined up today. Please tell everybody you know and those you don't know. Tune in now, 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 now. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
On March 6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Here's some of the attempted voter suppression in Virginia yesterday.
You might have been, might as well have been walking up to my head on the way to the polling station, putting a gun to my head, trying to tell me not to vote. You expect me not to take that personally? You try to overthrow elections with violence, and then you're out here among decent people.
Thanks for coming out.
What do you have to say that, huh? What are your policy prescriptions?
Have a nice day. You've
been rapist rights.
Yeah.
Involving yourself in people's families and their bedrooms.
It's pretty wild.
You animal. You try to steal my vote next year, I'm going to remember you personally.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm taking a picture of you. Is that all right?
Yeah, you
permission?
Can. Yeah. It's a one-party consent state.
Yeah, one-party state. You want a one-party country is what you want.
Hey, sir, how are you? Headed in to vote?
Yeah.
Can I get a Republican sample ballot? Sure, thank you.
You know, try not to be buddy-buddy with these people because they put on the face of a good neighbor. But they support lynch mobs or the KKK or they're Bible-beating bigots and freaks. And they're not good neighbors.
Matthew Hurt will be joining us here in just a few minutes to break down what's going on. Also, guys, print me his Twitter. He's got a very successful organization in Virginia. Knows people that work with him. That's how they gave me his number this morning to get him on. So give me Matthew Hurt's Twitter profile. I want him to talk about his organization. We put it on screen. Matthew Hurt at Matthew Hurt. And that's all you got to do is just go out and show these lunatics for what they are. And that's, but look at the guy. Yeah, blow that guy's face up. Not literally. The media will say, Jones said blew his face up. I mean, the guy's smiling at him. The guy that the bully told, don't you talk to him. You're not allowed to talk to him. That's what Democrats always do. Let the guys just smiling at him in a friendly way. The man is out there handing out a vote Republican little pamphlet with a list of the Republican candidates on the street. And the crazy man comes over, and this is a microcosm into their brain. This little microcosm is a macrocosm of the larger picture. What does he say? I could teach a whole college course on psychology off this 1 minute, 38 second clip. He says, you out here handing out that those pamphlets is like putting a gun to me and my family. You're not going to steal my election. How dare you claim the last election was stolen? So he's claiming that Republicans or conservatives are going to steal the election. And then saying, and you better not sit there and deny how this election turns out. And sure enough, massive evidence of fraud in Virginia yesterday. in the special election, massive evidence of fraud in the Kentucky gubernatorial election. I just have stacks of it right here. Same old story over and over again. Oh, multiple broken gas lines had to close these key Democrat precincts, and they still kept counting inside and kept them open, but everybody had to be kicked out again, just like Georgia, just like Michigan, just like Pennsylvania, just like Arizona, where they, in all the main Republican precinct areas, they gave them ballots 2 inches too short so they wouldn't work. And then, oh, don't worry, they then took them away. And you know the rest of the story. So people say, well, why should we even vote? Because all the experts agree, and I've studied this in depth, you can't beat a massive landslide. If somebody's winning by 60% or so, it's very hard with the dead people voting and the mail-in ballots and even the machine flipping, because the numbers just aren't there to get it done. I mean, they tried to steal Texas in 2020, they tried to steal it in 2022, they tried to steal Florida. You could see them with their fake ballots, all of a sudden the key point goes straight up. We've all seen the curve where a normal curve is rounded and organic, and then when the fraud comes in, you see a straight line go bloop, and it shoots up above the Republicans. But you see it in Texas and Florida where the landslide's so big that you got the two curves, Democrats are losing, Republicans are winning. It's two half circles, and then they turn on the juice at 8, 9 at night, bloop, but oh, didn't make it. And when it stops, there's no other votes. It just goes bloop. So when they hit their nitrous oxide, when they hit their turbojets, when they hit their afterburners, if they don't have enough dead people and enough people that have moved out of state that Microsoft and Facebook both culled through the computers with AI and gave the Democrats list of what to fill out and what to put on the ballot. And in many cases, there weren't even signatures on the ballots, or the signatures didn't match. They said, no problem. In the hundreds of videos, hell, more than hundreds, I saw like 50 new ones just the last few days of the last election and the election before last, where people just pull up, get out of their car, they've got just stacks of ballots. In one case, a lady pulls up, seeing, and goes, who are you voting for? She goes, oh, excuse me, huh? And she's just got hundreds of ballots, starts just cramming them in. And she goes, oh, excuse us, we didn't mean to be, ha, ha, ha. I had family at the main post office in Austin 2 days after the 2020 election. And this family member is an engineer and a chemist, so he's smart. He's not stupid. I don't mean degrees make you smart, but he's very smart. And he sat there. He thought it might be illegal to videotape it, so he didn't. But he watched a man sit there with at least 20 ballots, and he got his package mailed and left, just signing names on them. Sitting there looking at a list of names and then signing the name. I mean, they don't even do it in the car. They do it at the damn drop box or in the post office. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And notice they take a picture, just like when Uber Eats or DoorDash or any of those services deliver food or groceries to your house. What do? If you don't answer the front door, they take a photo of the bags on your front door or at your gate, because they're there to deliver and get paid. And Dinesh D'Souza and his 2,000 Mules film, in just one town, they had several, but in one town, showed with the GPS tracking that's on all your phones, you can actually pay companies for it. So he did it. And they were then able to track how these hundreds of individuals all would go to the same locations, the safe houses, and then they would go to all these dozens of other locations, and then they go to another safe house, and then go to all these locations. Can watch it all in live time. Now, we're going to go to our special guest here in just a moment, but I wanted to play this clip one more time of it actually happening. Matthew Hunt caught this in Virginia, and it's gone viral, but I'm telling you, I've seen this myself. This is par for the course of these arrogant Democrats listen to the entitlement, listen to the hatred, listen to the threats, listen to the bullying.
My vote next year.
People tried to overthrow the election. You might have been, might as well have been walking up to my head on the way to the polling station, putting a gun to my head, trying to tell me not to vote. Do you expect me not to take that personally? You try to overthrow elections with violence, and then you're out here among decent people.
Thanks for
what
coming
out. What
do you
have to say that, huh? What are your policy prescriptions?
Have a nice day. You've
been rapist rights.
Yeah.
Involving yourself in people's families and their bedrooms.
It's pretty wild.
You animal. You try to steal my vote next year, I'm going to remember you personally.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm taking a picture of you. Is that all right?
Yeah, you
permission?
Can. Yeah. It's a one-party consent state.
Yeah, one-party state. You want a one-party country is what you want.
Hey, sir, how are you? Headed in to vote?
Yeah.
Could I get a Republican sample ballot? Sure, thank you.
You know, try not to be buddy-buddy with these people because they put on the face of a good neighbor. But they support lynch mobs or the KKK or they're Bible-beating bigots and freaks. And they're not good neighbors.
Well, there is a lot to unpack there. You can find out everything about Matthew Hurt, who's involved in a lot of great organizations in Virginia, native Tennessean, proud Virginian, director of professional services, leadershipist, and the right jobs on Twitter, community organizer, and super connector. So, Matthew Hurt, I'm glad that a mutual friend reached out to me with your number this morning. Glad we could get you on. You've got one of the top stories out there right now that really illustrates how hyena-like and crazy these people are and how they're projecting. There's a lot to unpack here. First off, tell us about yourself a little bit and then the big response to this. And before you got your camera rolling, your phone rolling, what was he saying before you got your phone on?
Well, thank you so much, Alex, for the opportunity. My name is Matthew Hurt, and I'm the chairman of the Arlington County Republican Committee in Arlington, Virginia, where 80% of my neighbors, living and dead, voted for Joe Biden. And I've been an activist since I was young, since I was in college, and even before then. I ran for office when I was 19. I tell people I got it out of my system. And now I help people run for office, and I help people engage in conservative activism. So yesterday in Arlington, we had an election. And as the chairman of the Arlington County Republican Committee, it's my responsibility to distribute our sample ballots, our campaign literature. And this was the fourth polling location that I dropped by that yesterday morning. It was about 9 a.m. And the gentleman is what you don't see in the video is he actually walks toward me at the beginning of the interaction, and I offer him a Republican sample ballot. He then flies into a rage for 2 or 3 minutes, very similar kind of conversation that you see in the video, and then he goes in to vote, Alex. And it's at this point that I realize he's going to come back out, and he's going to do the same thing. So I took my phone and I dropped it in my shirt pocket and I hit record, like you said, and I waited for him to come out of the polling location. And sure enough, the entirety of the video, about 2 minutes on Twitter or on X, is actually the second interaction, the second encounter I had with him. This is what unhinged progressives and leftists look like in places like Arlington, Virginia, in places like Austin, Texas, in places like Memphis or Nashville, you know, these urban centers across America, where they don't really like to have opposing viewpoints in their communities. And as the chairman of the Republican Party here, I am very outgoing, and I'm very friendly and nice to a lot of my Democrat neighbors, and they actually like to talk to us. They like to engage us on policy, but occasionally you get somebody like this who just does not want a diversity of thought in this community.
So there in your community, you're the chairman of the Republican Party, you're a nationally known, a recognized grassroots organizer and public speaker. I've seen your work for years. And you're just out there calmly handing out brochures, talking to people. And I figured that's what happened because we didn't talk before you came on. You just agreed to come on. It looked like he'd already confronted you and he was coming back for more. I've noticed that's something they do, too. If you're polite to them, they seem to enjoy that and then want to bully you. Sometimes they wait till you try to leave, then they chase you in some weird ritual. What were some of the things he said, just from memory, in the first confrontation?
You know, and I have filed a police report, and I am pressing charges in this interaction. There is allegedly a track record with this gentleman of disrupting political activity. Allegedly, in 2018, he was on the White House lawn protesting Donald Trump from within the gates of the White House lawn. And so I learned via online yesterday that he has a long track record of this, and I think it is important that he be confronted with these transgressions and his outrageous activity. But the conversation on the way in was very similar to what you heard in the video. You know, I'm an insurrectionist and all of these things, all of the things that you might think, whatever you, Alex, or your viewers think a progressive would say in a community like Arlington, he said it. It was comedy gold if it wasn't so scary, because there are people walking around this community here in Arlington who are deeply, deeply disturbed. I'll say this, to the credit of my counterparts on the Democratic side here in Arlington, the other gentleman in the video, he's an older gentleman, he was the official representative for the Democrats outside the polling location, and he was a super pleasant guy, very nice. We for about 10 minutes before this other gentleman walks up, he and I are having a very good conversation. And then as the guy approaches, he's probably 20 or 30 yards from the sidewalk. And I just say, hey, you know, would you like a Republican sample ballot? The same thing you heard toward the end of the video. And again, he just lost it. A lot of the same stuff. A lot of, you know, you're an insurrectionist. You're going to steal my vote. You're going to steal this election. Just really wild stuff. And a lot of it is projection. You know, progressives often accuse those of us on the right of the things they're actually doing. So this is what I saw, and I couldn't have happened to a better prepared activist. We had a number of other poll greeters out at polling locations who were not as equipped or not as prepared to handle a controversial or a contentious situation like this. And I'm glad I was there, and I'm glad I was able to get it on camera.
Wow. So studying Republican politics. Isn't Arlington, Virginia, one of the most important battleground areas in the country, one of the most important legislatures, also for the wider state there, but also the county commission? So many of the decisions that ended up being made in that area end up matriculating up into D.C. That's obviously very nearby. So I could ask you a million questions just about the state of the country, the state of the voters, and where you think this big election's going in 12 months.
You know, these voters in Arlington are overwhelmingly progressive. I think the last time we won a presidential election in Arlington was Ronald Reagan in 1980. But as the chairman of the committee, and Alex, I understand a lot of your viewers are skeptical probably of Republican Party politics. I jokingly say I am the establishment in my committee. I was a Ron Paul delegate in 2012. I supported Ron Paul. I went to the convention in Tampa, and I've been a pro-liberty activist my entire life. It is so important for your listeners, your viewers, to get involved in these processes and to join us, because what I found last night at our election night party, a woman came to the election night party. She said, I worked as a political appointee for Bill Clinton, and it took me 20 years, but I was wrong. And I'm ready to join the Arlington County Republicans and make a difference as a Republican. So we have an opportunity in Arlington where, again, like I said, 80% of my neighbors living in debt. Most of them, they voted for Joe Biden. Most of them are federal employees or auxiliaries. They work in some tangential relationship to the federal government. So they are biased toward the left or toward progressive or leftist ideology. But there's a real opportunity here. And I tell people I'm the kid in the room full of horse manure saying there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. And I'm digging out and trying to find.
Well,
voters.
I totally agree. I know that it's a majority Democrat. And that's what Jack Posobiec tweeted. This is the type of jurors people get in those areas of Virginia. And imagine D.C., what Trump is facing. When I meant battleground, and I should have clarified, I don't mean close. I mean, it's a good place to be able to really wake people up. That's what I'm seeing around the country, is people are turning away from the Democratic Party in droves.
Absolutely, Alex. And the one thing, the honor that I have to serve in this capacity as chairman is tremendous, because what we get and what I get is so many opportunities to take this message to so many diverse viewers and listeners. Talk radio interviews, of course, this very important program here with you today, Alex, and a number of others, because people need to know what's going on. They need to know what's going on election day. They need to know that, how democracy plays out in the smallest communities and our proximity to D.C. You see the background here. I'm practically within spitting distance of Washington, D.C. A lot of the policies that come out of Arlington and Northern Virginia wind up as earbugs in the members of Congress as these failed progressive policies. So it's something that I really care about. I care about carrying our message to anyone who will listen. And that's why I was so honored last night to have so many, the woman I mentioned who was a Clinton appointee, but others who said, I'm really waking up to this one party garbage in Northern Virginia.
Well, the bullying's obviously backfiring, but they're only intensifying the bullying. They're attacking the White House multiple nights the last week, but then that's called peaceful, but then people between velvet ropes are getting years in prison. Giving us the big 35,000-foot view, do you think the persecution of Trump is overall growing the Republican Party or hurting it?
I think it's mixed in the communities across the country. I think that obviously there are a lot of things that can be said about a witch hunt and about politicians who want to score political points and elements of our justice system that are corrupt. And I think that those elements are taking advantage of a situation. I will say I think it's hard to make apologies for Trump. From time to time, he doesn't really play the victim that well. And he could navigate that system a little better, but every institution of our society is against him. And you can see it in our community. On Saturday, the last day of early voting, I attempted to hand a sample ballot to someone and she said, I'm never voting for blankety blank Donald Trump. And I just say, Donald Trump's not on the ballot this year and he's not running for county board.
Well, that was my next question. What do you make of the election that just happened in Virginia? The governor not getting what he wanted.
Yeah, it was disappointing in some regards. Obviously, we lost the lower chamber and we were looking to pick up the state Senate. But we did defeat a Soros-backed Commonwealth's attorney or prosecutor in Loudoun County, the cradle of this parents' rights movement, the school board movement. We did pick up some seats in other places. There's a tremendous opportunity. I do think that we ran great candidates. The Republican Party ran great candidates. Our governor did a really good job funding those candidates, and the state party built out the infrastructure. But when it comes down to it, there were a lot of people who voted on the matter of abortion, and I think that was a driving force that boosted Democrat turnout in Virginia.
Back to this individual. We can do a little bit more on the other side if you've got time. Why do you think this story went so viral?
I think that being there and having the presence of mind to film it and then to immediately get it online. If you think about it, this happened at 9 a.m. Eastern yesterday. It was up by 9:10. And so as we go into the news cycle and a program like this, producers and reporters are looking for stories. I'm pretty well connected in the conservative movement with reporters and with others. And so friends of mine pushed this out. It's got over 11 million views now from my own Twitter account today. But I think that this confirms what a lot of people thought happens in a place like Arlington. And for me to be there, and again, I wouldn't wish this kind of interaction on the dozens of other poll greeters who volunteer for the Arlington County Republican Committee. I wouldn't wish this on them. I'm grateful that I was there so that I could have the
absolutely stay there, because let's talk about what it would be like to be in places like Seattle. You'd have been hit over the head with a baseball bat. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got the chairman of the Republican Party in Arlington, Virginia, on with us for one more segment. He's got one of the top viral stories out there that's par for the course. A bully comes and gets in his face, goes and votes, comes back out, gets in his face, tells people not to talk to him, tells him he's going to get him, tells him, don't you steal my election or I'll get you, and don't you claim elections are stolen. I mean, this guy is just out of control. He wants full control over people's minds. And I guess we've learned the name of this individual, but he's more of the leftist, quote, intelligentsia. Their foot soldiers are Antifa. And in many parts of the country, Republicans get hit over the head with baseball bats or with concrete blocks or pepper spray, or sometimes they even get shot in the back. And the media basically covers it up. I mean, Rand Paul had his ribs broken by a neighbor that hated him and his lung punctured and has been attacked many other times. He got shot at. when other congressmen like Scalise almost were killed by a deranged killer. And I remember when that guy drove from Illinois to shoot up the Republican baseball game close to you there in D.C., Wolf Blitzer said this guy was not a monster, he was angry. I'll never forget that quote. So these guys, they're really the ones dealing the violence, the mostly peaceful protests, trying to frame us as hyper-violent when statistically conservatives and white folks on average have very low crime rates. And that dovetails with the Nashville trans shooter manifesto. First they said it was fake. Then they said, okay, it's real. We're going to criminally try to come after whoever gave it to Steven Crowder. They tried to falsely say I released it because I'm fake news. It's just crazy how much they try to manage information. But it's interesting because normally when Antifa attacks people, it barely even makes it on Fox. This did make it on Fox, and it really has resonated with people.
Yeah, I think, Alex, that, again, this confirms what we all kind of knew, what happens on election day or what happens around elections, is that these individuals who largely are behind a keyboard most of the time, they don't get much interaction with other humans in real life. If you know somebody, if you know, even if your neighbor is a Democrat or a socialist or a progressive, and you know that person, it's much harder to actually hate them. So this gentleman clearly doesn't get out a lot. Like I said, with most of the other interactions on election day yesterday that I had with Democrats or progressives or federal employees who were going to vote were pretty pleasant. We're pretty nice. This guy just flew off the handle. But it's dangerous. You know, he is one step away, from a tragic incident in our society. And he is roaming the streets, you know, going out there and berating people just for their political opinions. And again, I think this is part of what the progressives want. They claim they like diversity. But when it comes to diversity of thought, that is absolutely verboten and it is not allowed. And so in Arlington, like I said, I'm the chairman of the committee of the Arlington County Republicans. We get on a good day 20% of the vote. But I'm out here and I'm proactive and I'm aggressive in greeting voters and getting to know people. And I think that is making guys like the guy in the video very nervous, because when we talk to voters, when we humanize ourselves and we talk about the issues that matter, these voters are coming over to our side.
Well, by their yardstick, that is clear voter suppression, though, what he did to you. And of course, we see for any instance of Republican election fraud, we'll catch the Democrats 100 times doing it. It gets swept under the rug. Look what just happened in Connecticut, where a convicted member of the city council got caught on all the footage stuffing the ballot box again. So when it's Democrats robbing Democrats, the judge shut it down. There's a new election. And there are a bunch of other examples that have broken around the country as well. And they're now catching them. And I think that's the good news is, this process, people say, well, there's so much election fraud, just don't vote. No, keep voting, vote in higher numbers, have landslides, and then investigate it, and then force it out. And that's why they're panicking, trying to outlaw the idea of questioning elections. Something Democrats always do, even when they, you know, fair and square lose, they still have a right to investigate and a right to, you know, have hearings about it or whatever. But now there's this schizophrenic view where they can challenge elections, but we can't, even though historically the Democrats from LBJ to John F. Kennedy, I mean, they're really the thoroughbreds of election fraud.
Alex, this is such an important point that you've made, is that, you know, voting only takes a few moments of your time. And if you're skeptical about outcomes at the local level or at the state level, I think we still have to do our due diligence. And that's why, as the chairman of the committee here in Arlington, it was so important for me to get as many voters out to see what the benchmark was for Republican votes in Arlington. Again, we don't perform that well here in Arlington on election day. But I tell people there's nowhere to go.
But I mean, that's the thing. They don't have to cheat. They don't have to cheat when we don't show up. And it's every time exactly. That we're winning, they do come cheat, and it's destroying them. They're losing in all the real poll numbers. Of course, they're going to steal everywhere they can again. But again, we're catching them. Just as folks rob banks, you don't go, well, we're not going to prosecute bank robbers because we don't catch them all. No, we've got to continue to engage to smoke them out.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I've told everyone who has come to this video or discovered it, we have to get out and vote. We have to get out and organize. And even if you're not involved in a political committee, I guarantee your viewers and listeners care about something, be it their Second Amendment rights, be it their free speech rights, be it their education rights of where to send their children. Organizing around those principles and creating a community allows you to make a tremendous impact. You know, just since 1980, the homeschool community has grown exponentially in this country from illegal to now pervasive, I think in a good way, and especially after they shut down the schools for 2+ years, our gun rights are, you know, people who support the Second Amendment are expanding. The number of people who want to exercise that, the number of people who want to express themselves in the First Amendment is expanding. And when we organize around these policies, around these principles, around these constitutional, the foundation of our American experiment, then we can win. And when we win or when we start winning, they do get really nervous because then they can't centrally plan. Then they can't control our lives. And it makes it very uncomfortable for the authoritarians who want to run the show.
And your example of homeschooling is the best. And I should hammer that more. If you go back 30 years ago, like less than 1% were homeschooling. Some states it's up to like 15, 16, 70%. And it's exponential. Panicking the living daylights out of these Marxist-Leninists that have infested the educational system. So it's absolutely exciting.
I was one of the lucky ones. I went through government school and came out just fine. In fact, yesterday, one of the most encouraging text messages I got was from my eighth grade social studies teacher who said, I'm so proud of you for what you did out there at the polling place. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Many parents, millions of parents are dropping their children off for 8 hours a day and saying, oh, they're going to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. And in fact, they're learning DEI and social emotional learning and what gender they are or are not. And it is going to cripple a generation of Americans if parents don't invest. I'm grateful. My parents were very invested and involved in mine and my sister's education, and I'm so grateful for that. But many parents have checked out, and we have to clue in and know what's going on in the schools and know what's going on across these policy issues. Again, where we're winning when we take the message to Americans. More Americans are with us than are not, regardless of what the national media says. And we have to organize. And as my friend and late colleague Andrew Breitbart, who used to organize in the conservative movement, he passed away, he said, we have to be happy warriors. And that's why, you know, this show is so important, Alex. You're a happy warrior. And I've encountered many of your listeners and viewers online and in real life. And we are happy warriors talking about what it means to create a pathway for a free country so that we can exercise our God-given constitutional rights.
Well, that's right. And at the end of the day, Matthew Hurt, you know this, that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. As Nietzsche said, if we give up, things are going to be 50 times worse.
I mean, absolutely. And I tell people, like I said, I'm the kid in the room full of horse manure saying there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. Even in Arlington, where 80% of my neighbors living and dead voted for Joe Biden in 2020, I'm here. I show up every day and I'm involved and engaged because I know that if we're not showing up, then it's only going to be worse.
Absolutely. Look, I know a lot of Democrats who are lawyers and prominent people. And privately at dinner, eating a chicken fried steak, they go, listen, I hate the Democratic Party and I hate all this, but if I don't stay in it, I will lose all my contracts. But they're losing their control. And now that's why BlackRock and the social credit scores are trying to come from the million foot level and be the cavalry, to all these little establishments and good old boy networks that are hooked in to this larger corporate oligarchy that is globalism. And so all of this unfurling of high-tech tyranny is not a sign of strength. It's a sign of total desperation by the power structure. When you get Bilderberg documents or CFR leaks, they will tell you their system's collapsing and going down. And I've had dinner multiple times with Bilderberg attendees, off-record journalistic, you know, discussions, but they're off-record. And they say, no, it's true. Globalism's failed. It's a fraud. It's supposed to be this big liberal thing of these new aristocracy to oversee things, but really it's about a consolidation of wealth and power. It's totally hypocritical, and we can see that the world is turning against it. What do you think, Mr. Jones, some paths out of this are? And when people like that are wanting to, you know, fly me somewhere to meet with them to literally just ask my opinion, not try to get me to do anything because they know I won't, that shows they're really concerned. This is years ago. This has happened 4 or 5 times, actually, but twice last year, with two different high-level, you know, well-known people. And they're saying, hey, I'm just in the system. It's a system I worked in. I don't even agree with it, but I don't, you know, well, what's your view brainstorming with a whole group of people how to get out of this and not destroy the planet? And so the fact that, I mean, look at Elon Musk, one of the richest men in the world. He's out there. You tune in to him. You tune into the shows he does, the talks he does, and it literally sounds like me 20 years ago or G. Edward Griffin 20 years ago. And so there are hundreds of different political persuasions and weird little boutique organizations and issue-based groups. But really, there's freedom and the American system and the Renaissance continuing, or there's this global corporate communist fascist amalgamation of the mega-rich trying to keep control and trying to use communism to domesticate and make the public basically useless so they can then just be phased out with depopulation. And so the fact that you tune into Tucker Carlson, or you tune into Russell Brand, or you tune into Jimmy Dore, or all the big shows, RFK Jr. now, it says, oh, they want to ship any illegals being under class and control them to steal elections, and you know, coming out, well, actually, we don't want to take the guns now. The fact that he's totally, you know, flipping over, whether he's good or bad, they know where the people are going, and they're now having to follow. And so I got to say, the Great Awakening's here. That's why the enemy's coming down on us like a 10,000-pound gorilla. Closing comments on that rant.
You know, you mentioned a lot of good stuff there. And one of the things in the culture is we talk about these issues of freedom and opportunity is you and Joe Rogan. You know, in many people who are not political tune in to your program and tune into Joe Rogan, and to have those conversations so publicly available, to have these kinds of really robust discussions is such an opportunity. More and more people, because we consume our information across an increasing number of platforms. You know, Walter Cronkite is not providing the state news at 6 p.m. every night anymore, and there are so many valuable and invaluable assets like this program and many others, many platforms where there are local reporters, local journalists, local investigators who are digging into these issues. You know, just last night, again, in Arlington, I'm finding so many Democrats who say, you know, if I flirt with conservative principles or I flirt with constitutional principles of the Republican Party, I'll be shunned from my social circle. But I need to do it. I think I need to step out. And so we're seeing people have the courage and step out and step away from the globalists or step away from the authoritarians who run their communities. And I am glad to be in a position to welcome them in a Republican Party that is welcoming to anybody who wants to fight authoritarianism and tyranny, either here in Arlington or you know, all the way up to the
president. Well, that's beautiful. And you're one of our old friends reached out to me, who was also a big Ron Paul supporter. Steve did. So I'm really thankful to Steve. I should get Steve back on the show.
Steve is a great guy, and he told me all the great stories about a lot of your stuff back in the old days on public TV. And so I just, you know, thank you for being a fighter out here and for everything that you've done. I used to have a college radio show at Middle Tennessee State University, and it's such a tremendous opportunity to push information and create community and inform and educate people. And so thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. I know you've got a great operation, getting people jobs and getting the economy going. How do people find everything you're up to?
The easiest way to find me is on Twitter or X at Matthew Hurt. I know we had the cryon on the screen for a good part of this interview. But right now, if you just Google me or DuckDuckGo or Bing or any of those and reach out to me through any of those platforms, and I'm happy to connect you with opportunities to be engaged and involved in your civic, your civic endeavor on the issues that you care about and on, again, on fighting this authoritarian threat that exists in this country.
All right, Matthew Hurt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
And I tell these stories a lot because they happen every few days because it's good news. I'm a very prominent person. I'm a big pumpkin head. I'm well known. And you'd think, as demonized as I am in the corporate press, that I would be getting tomatoes thrown at me or beer bottles. And that's happened a few times. And it was happening, you know, quite a bit when Trump first got elected. But now it doesn't happen. And so, knock on wood, it probably happened today since I said that, but it happens very rarely. Somebody dumps a Coca-Cola on my head or iced tea or coffee or throws a bottle at me or throws a bag of feces at me like Antifa did and missed me and hit Owen. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and daughter, got three other children, but they're older and moved out now. That's how old I am. Said, hey, I want pizza. And I'm like, well, I don't want to wait an hour for some delivery guy to bring it cold. I'll go get it. Where do you want it from? I want it from here. I get there. I walk in. And the little check-in place is right here. and I tell the receptionist, yeah, here's my name, pizza. And there's a bar just loaded with, I'd say, middle-aged men and women, mainly women. And it's just jam-packed. The bar's just bustling. And a woman comes over. She goes, I used to be a libtard, but you woke me up. And another woman comes over. She goes, I was too. And then another woman and another woman. And then it something like that happened just a few days before as well. So it's happening all over the place. And then I'm walking out with the pizza and the salad, and another woman and man are walking in, and they say, hey, we used to be big liberals. We love you. We're awake now. We're red-pilled. I mean, I had five people, and I was only waiting like a few minutes, come up to me. And once one came up, more came up. That's incredible, folks. That's in places like Austin, Texas, and or in places like Big Bend, and just no matter where I go, that's what's happening. So it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. We've got Dr. Judy Mikovits with huge breaking news coming up. Believe me, you're going to want to hear this information about what Bill Gates is now up to. He's got a new poison shot coming after your daughters this time. But I wanted to air a Greg Reese report. Yeah, I respect Greg, and he's got authorization to put out and do whatever he wants. We agree about 95% of things, and this is somewhat of a controversial report. But I think at the end of the day, it's very healthy to understand how the organized groups are trying to get in front of us and between us and God, and how there is a Illuminati organization trying to manipulate the three Abrahamic religions against each other. And then later I'm going to get to more of these clips. I've got some really, really, really shocking clips of Muslims and other groups literally saying it's okay to rape. This is on Palestinian TV. It's okay to rape and keep Jewish women as sex slaves according to Allah. And again, I'll show you bad stuff that some of the Zionists are saying, you know, where they're like, we're going to kill everybody, they're subhuman. This is not good, folks. And it's being manipulated at a higher level. Here it is.
The dark cabal, herding us like sheep, is only able to maintain its power by staying invisible. The most effective way of maintaining invisibility is, and always has been, the art of dividing the masses. This psychological operation, known as divide and conquer, has been deployed for all of recorded history because it works, especially with organized religion, which is ruled by dogma rather than a personal relationship with God. Dogma is a belief doctrine dictated by a church, and if you are born into a dogmatic family, then you are raised to believe their dogma. As a result, you will see all conflicting religious dogma as evil. You will be divided and conquered. The main religions used to divide and conquer mankind are the three Abrahamic religions. Judaic dogma teaches the Jew that they are a member of the chosen race destined to rule over everyone else as a teacher of God's law. Islamic dogma teaches that all of mankind must somehow submit to Islam. And while there are reportedly 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, most Christian dogma teaches that Christians will live in paradise for eternity while everyone else burns in hell. Many people raised in these religions have been able to personally connect with God and liberate themselves from the device of dogma. But many others are stuck in group mind think. They conflate holy scripture and a priest class with God and put their faith in a doctrine written by man. It has become the most powerful form of mind control. And so whoever controls the Holy Land controls the world. In Revelation 2:9 of the King James Bible, it warns of the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We are beginning to see this today with the Zionists who say they are Jews and are not. With the help of the United Nations, the British Crown, the Vatican, the Nazis, and the Rothschild banking dynasty, the land formerly known as Palestine was conquered with bloodshed, lies, and bureaucracy. The Zionists, who claimed to be secular, declared the land to be Israel, home of the Jews, and successfully thrust the once thriving Middle East back into the Middle Ages. The relatively peaceful region was soon transformed into an unending war zone. Decades of U.S. war crimes radicalized many of the Muslim population into becoming terrorists. The creation of the State of Israel in 1948 would have never been successful if it were not for the Jewish Holocaust. Even though the Palestinians had nothing to do with it, the Holocaust was effectively used as an emotional excuse for what would otherwise be an illegal land grab. And while few deny that Hitler was murdering Jews, many have pointed out that 6 million would have been logistically impossible. So why the number 6 million? For several decades preceding World War II, the Zionists repeated the mantra, 6 million, referring to the death of 6 million Jews. A 6 followed by 6 zeros can also be read as 66, which can be read as 2/3. Certain radical sects of Judaism and Christianity believe that 2/3 of the Jews must perish. It appears as if the Zionists created Israel as a sacrificial altar to make this happen, repeating the lesser magic mantra of what they want to make manifest. Today we are seeing Zionists begging for genocide, calling out to kill them all, and gaslighting us into thinking there never was a Palestine, while saying we should flatten it and turn it into glass. We are seeing Christian pastors cheer for mass murder, pastors saying that Israel should make the Gaza Strip a parking lot, and several evangelical pastors who speak as if Christ will only return if we provide him the blood sacrifice taught in their extreme dogma. As Israel pushes forward, radicalized young Muslim men who have had their homes destroyed by American bombs are now spread throughout Western nations. The stage is set for the Holy War, and many are willing to murder in the name of their dogmatic beliefs. Extremists of all three religions are being used by the hidden hand to foment this war, while the Catholic Church has been making preparations for a one-world religion solution. Divided, we will be conquered, but united, we could learn to live as one, in peace. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reiss.
All right, so I could talk for hours about this, and I agree with most of it, but the point is it's very, very important to analyze it. The issue is the UN, the Vatican, all of them are saying they're going to bring in a one-world religion to stop the religious wars while the globalists fund all the religious wars instead of us just coming together under God. And so there's no doubt they're trying to trigger. They've already triggered a holy war ahead of the financial collapse. This is a very serious time to be alive. All right, we're going to start the next hour. The first 5 minutes, I'm going to get more into Israel and the war and play this clip on Palestinian TV saying it's okay to kidnap and keep Jewish women as sex slaves. And this is like a mainline belief. Then I'll show you Muslims mass murdering black people. And I'm not trying to attack the Muslims here. I'm just going to show you what everybody's doing, okay? Israel's doing a lot of bad stuff too. But just understand, bringing in the Muslims, in fact, that's something I didn't get to. Israel wants to bring them here. I don't hate Israel, but you just take that rattlesnake, okay? And I'm really mad about this, okay? This is a line in the sand, okay? You keep the little precious Muslims, all right? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels, and what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, We give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Judy Mikovits, the prime whistleblower, that means the original, on the whole vaccine situation. You cannot get more critical information. Will be joining us for the rest of the hour coming up in about 5 minutes. I forgot to plug last hour. I'm just going to tell listeners point blank. I love God. It's all part of God's plan. I'm continually tortured. I've spent half my time trying to raise money instead of being on air and shooting reports and all this stuff. We need funds to go on the road. We need funds to hire reporters. I don't want to just stay the same size and be on the verge of collapse. I want to expand. Because the way the universe works is you're either getting smaller or you're getting bigger. You don't just sit in stasis. And that's what's going on. We've got products you need that you need to get. Judy Mikovits, I never asked her to do it, and then she did it, and this became one of our best sellers. She's like, oh, I love your nitric boost formula. It's so good for cleaning out the blood with all the compounds it's got in it. I notice when I take it, not that I really need it, that just in the man and woman together department, it's incredible. And I don't even need it, but then it's like, wow, it's like I'm 16 years old again. That's how powerful this is, cleaning out your arteries, your veins, your heart. It's got all these natural compounds in it. She saw the product, checked it out, and says, wow, that's an incredible product. Everybody needs that. So you need to get Nitric Boost. I'll get her to talk about it again today because she's a medical doctor and an expert in all this. Also, Ultra 12 is the highest grade vitamin B12 organic out there. You take it out of the tongue, hold it about a minute. It tastes sweet with no sweetener. Vitamin B12 is naturally sweet, and your body knows it's good. It's like, well, that's sweet. And you sit there under your tongue, and it gets into the blood vessels. It's the second best way to take it. You know, you can get the same stuff from a doctor with a prescription and inject it. Don't inject this. It's not set up for that. It's set up for under the tongue. Ultra 12 is 40% off. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also get my book, The Great Awakening, that is twice as long as the last book and very powerful. We're getting a lot of great reviews. Michael Malice called me a couple days ago and said, I'm blown away by this book, and he's a best-selling author. He said, I'm really impressed. So thank you all for your support. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser or buy the regular copy as well, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, here is a well-known Palestinian Islamic scholar that was on television, and this is par for the course, saying that, well, just go ahead and roll the video. But when Islam emerged, it put slavery into order by limiting it to legitimate wars between Muslims and their enemies. Now, stop here. Stop here. You know what? I said I was going to do a Friday show on a couple other issues. I'm just going to make the show even bigger. I'm going to get into this because in the Quran, it says if somebody isn't a Muslim and you're in a war, you can take them as slaves. So she says Islam is making slavery the way it's supposed to be. That's why countries in the Middle East still have slavery and in Africa. And then she goes on to say, but you can't be nice to your slaves. So when we take the Jewish women as slaves, we will have them as sex slaves. Continue. By limiting it to legitimate wars between Muslims and their enemies. If we fought Israel, which is plundering land, and it is an aggressor against people of their faith, obviously it is impossible that we will fight Israel. Even though Surat al-Asr, the Quran, foretells it, and nothing is beyond the power of Allah. The female prisoners of wars and those who you own
هم ملكيين بمعنى
in order to humiliate them
أزلهم بيصبحوا
they become the property of an army commander or a Muslim
القائد أو للجيش أو للمسلم يستمتع
and he can have sex with them just like he has sex with his wives
بعض بقى
some opportunists and extremists who only harm Islam say I will bring women from East Asia as a slave girl under status and with the consent of my wife I will allocate this woman to a room and will have sex with her as a slave girl. This is nonsense. This is not prescribed by Islam at all. She's going to say you can only take them as slaves of war. They must be a slave girl caught in war. Please remember we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, the original whistleblower, is our guest. She is a scientist, and she is with us to cover the waterfront. There is so much big news on the poison shot situation. I know when you're a leading whistleblower and expert like yourself that Mickey Willis has, you know, made films about, that you've written best-selling books about to the great folks at Skyhorse Publishing. But people need to know you have been completely vindicated, and I wish you weren't. You came out right when the pandemic began, 3.5, almost 4 years ago, and you said, this is what it's going to do. Blood clots, heart attacks, infertility. Now Bill Gates is funding a plan to vaccinate 86 million girls against HPV and will unleash mass casualty events, scientists and experts warn. He says he wants to depopulate us. Meanwhile, insurance industries confirm what other experts have already said. Massive, unprecedented deaths of young people, and it's all linked to the shots. Russia releases a 2,000-page report proving deep state and big pharma manufactured COVID pandemic. Demand for unvaxxed sperm soars. Women looking for donors who refuse experimental jab. Bill Gates is now releasing mosquitoes all over the U.S., and suddenly we have mosquito-borne diseases being back. You cannot make this up. Dr. Judy Mikovits, talk to us like we're 10 years old, because you're the scientist, we're not. But because you move fast, giving all the data, and people can search engine everything you say about it. It wasn't just this shot that did it. It was the others, and they got liability protection for this one to cover up all the damage they already did. That's why they're trying to get 100% injection. But now less than 3% of people in the last few months have taken the, quote, new booster. So talk to us like we're not a super scientist like you that saw this decades ago and blew the whistle. What is the master plan? What are they doing, and how is it going for them? Because it seems like there is a big awakening, and they've had to pull back some.
Well, the simple answer, I'm getting a lot better, I think, at understanding that and speaking that. You know, it's God against evil, and there isn't any shot ever that gave you immunity according to God. And that's what I said in the first discussion with Mickey Willis in that first pandemic, is lifelong immunity, that your immune system never forgets what it's seen. But what we've done with every single shot is escape the innate immunity, your skin, your nose, your ears, your throat, your nasal pharyngeal cavity, the various aspect of the microbes, our virome, our microbiota given by God. We have an immune system, and only 3% of our DNA is actually translated into protein. That means the message from all the rest of our DNA is protection to the orchestration of our immune system to build the body between the blood stem cell and the hematopoietic, it's called, the blood stem cell, and the mesenchymal stem cell. What builds the structure? What builds the bone? What builds the cartilage, the skin? You know, 46 chromosomes in every single cell of the body. And yet, how does the eye know to be an eye cell? What's the orchestration of that? Well, that's that very first line. It was my PhD thesis. It's not that HIV didn't exist. It's that HIV didn't cause AIDS. And this is the brilliant Peter Duisberg, who I had the opportunity to talk to again for the first time in 21 years. A true scientist, classical scientist. It's nature. It's laws of nature, how God made humans. and we're not animals. And another human's DNA is expressed. It's easier to say it if I say who I am. I'm an identical twin. And what that means is I'm genetically identical to my twin sister from the same, it's called monozygotic. We came from the same fertilized egg, same sperm, same embryo, but the day we're born, the expression of our genes will be orchestrated according to our individual environments, according to our trauma, according to we went different places. We saw different things. We ate different things.
And that's why 97% is waiting like a launch platform or a weapon system for us.
Correct. That mRNA, our mRNA, the little mRNA, is of God. The mouse monkey manufactured is a capital mRNA. And what nobody in this room realizes, and I thank God for Dr. Brian Artis, whom last week, only 2 days ago, helped me to understand what people were missing. Well, what I just said was not a single shot ever gave you lifelong immunity. When did we appreciate that?
Well, I'm not a scientist like you, but I can see the statistics from Australia to Germany, to the U.S., the U.K., you name it. As soon as they brought detergents in and sewage systems and dealt with that, all these diseases go way down. By the 30s, then shots start and diseases actually go back up. And I read the news, and they admit the fine print. They've never created a flu shot that even predicted the strain, and then they admit in studies it lowers your immunity to the next flu, so it's literally a fraud. So they admit the flu shots never worked.
Correct, but it goes all the way back to 1953. It goes all the way back. That's Kent Heckenlively in our first book, where he's the researcher. I bring your brain force in whenever he and another author are on a book, because I know I'm going to get the perspective that's really going to drive me to think critically about what you're both seeing and see the difference. So, you know, I turn to the conclusion of your book here, The Great Awakening, and just highlight it. And then I'll go back and read the beginning of it. You know, how do you know you're winning? Well, what I say in our last book is going to be called God Wins. I guess it should be called God Won. But God wins when love wins, because there's only one truth, and that's God. And you've been saying it throughout the time I've been sitting here, and you say it every day.
Well, and what do you make of the maniac? I know you want to focus on the good and God, but somebody like Bill Gates, a eugenicist, a depopulationist, obviously you just look at him as a psychotic demon. Now with the HPV shots that we know they had to pull years ago because they killed so many people and caused all these horrible autoimmune responses, now they want to try to make every little girl in America take it.
Well, actually, they didn't pull it years ago.
I mean, I know they still have it out there, but it got rejected to a great extent, I remember.
Well, it's on the schedule, and in California, it's mandated in every little girl and boy.
Well, you're the expert. Tell us what this thing does.
Well, I mean, it's synthetic. You know, HPV doesn't cause any kind of cancer. It's not that the virus doesn't exist. You know, HIV, no single virus causes, you know, anything if our mucosal immune system. So you think about HPV, human papillomavirus. It causes warts. I've got one right over my right eye now, and I've got a couple here. And with sexual activity in college, is the first time that you'll be exposed to it. But we actually, that's what I believed all the way back in 1980. But what we now know is HPV is in newborns. And it's part of that good microbiome to tell me what's the difference between self and non-self.
By the way, it's funny you say that, because again, I'm not a scientist like you, but I've even read mainstream articles and studies, I've been on air 29 years, almost 30, that they found that when a child falls down, this is what happened to me in the playground, and hits their knees in gravel, and that the viruses are in the dirt, and they found people that are infected with HPV or similar wart-causing viruses are then way more resistant to other viral cancers. Now, you're the scientist. That's what I've read. Is that true?
Yes, because in the dirt, We have microbes that actually digest. And I actually said that.
So the earth is vaccinating us.
Exactly. Immunizing us. Immunization is not vaccination. It's,
well, that's how I got warts was not sex. I got warts playing baseball and falling in gravel and cuts, and you'd get a few of them. And then I read that once you have those wart viruses, it makes you way resistant to cancer.
Correct. And most, wow. Because you stop at a wart or at a cyst.
Your body learns how to deal with it.
Correct. If you're naturally.
Wow, God is incredible, isn't it?
If you're naturally immunized, but see, our soil is poison. Our food is genetically modified. So the very simple thing, vaccination is not immunization. It's extermination and sterilization. And this goes all the way back to 1986 when Pharma and Fauci went to then President Ronald Reagan and said, wow. You know, to remove all liability because vaccines were unavoidably unsafe.
I want to get back to that, but wait a minute. I remember all these studies I read now, but you're the scientist. You're confirming it. It's from my lay research. Warts are battles we won.
Correct.
They're our body wargaming cancer.
Correct.
Wow. Keep going. Sorry.
And see, once you start to appreciate true natural biology, and the one thing they don't want you to know, and what I learned in my very first days as a fermentation chemist at the National Cancer Institute in June 10th, 1980, is I was purifying a molecule called interferon. Interferon alpha, it's our frontline immune defense. When you sneeze, I actually purify it from, let's just say, cow snot, because you infect them with a virus, blow a virus in their nose, and they start sneezing, and their nose starts running, and you can take that snot, and this was my job, and isolate bovine interferon. Well, what did we learn before molecular technologies? And what did we know for a fact? No human interferon works on any lower animal, a cow, a pig, or anything else. And yet every animal and every plant, interferon that you get, and plants have viruses too, and protections of those pathways, natural pathways that God gives us. And so discovering laws of nature and our technologies enabled us to do that.
And by the way, I'm not a scientist like you, but I read American and I read, you know, MIT raw reports, not just the pop stuff. And that's why almost all the big scientists now are no longer atheists, because they said, we've looked at human genetics. It's like a master code for everything. We're special.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it absolutely, and in the Bible, it said in Genesis, at the end, I think it's 131, God gave us everything for food and our enjoyment. But our food is genetically modified and therefore poison. Our soil is depleted of minerals and then by glyphosate.
And that's how they're conquering us, is by changing the earth into an abomination.
Correct. And so the most important...
People say, oh, it's a word abomination. No, it's against the code God set up. It's an abomination. It'll create sin. It'll create death.
Correct. And the most important point in that, and we learned that when we developed molecular technologies and molecular virologies, and we made those plasmids, that circular pieces of DNA that are in other life forms. But you're not intended to inject them. So the key to
it's going to go through the nostrils on the skin.
Correct.
You're bypassing your system's interpretation program.
Correct. So it absolutely doesn't matter what weapon is formed against us, as long as we don't ingest or inject it. How's that? You know, as long as I don't know how they wrote it in the Sanskrit or Hebrew. Don't inject the blood of another animal. And religions worldwide, I think of Jehovah's Witnesses.
That's why the Jews say don't eat oysters, because it's a live thing and you're ingesting its whole biome.
Right. And that's according to their God. But again, if we don't genetically modify it or poison oysters, they're actually quite good, for a lot of things.
No. They're certainly tasty.
Yeah, so, and, you know, they enhance your nitric oxide, you know, because the formulas, the plants that are in here, I'm looking at synergies of natural products according to God. but we aren't all made to eat them or ingest them at the same time, and you don't want them as a pill, so we're going to make this as a liquid with your friends over at Global Healing, because in that there's what's called excipients. So when we went to pills, and when we put excipients in those shots, people around the world believe that the only thing in a flu vaccine is an influenza virus. Well, that's not possible because it would be degraded in the air. So you only, influenza virus is a negative strand virus. So what you're looking at is how it appears in nature and how you'd apply it in nature according to the time. Now this works great for me when I take it on a foundation of healing in my.
By the way, I didn't get you to plug. You like Brainforce?
I love it. I'm serious. When Kent says, you know, when he starts writing a book, he, you know, talking to you that he does that, and he's right. When I'm reading his in your book, I want to focus.
By the way, Kent and I spent recording. I sent him all the documents, and I would review it with him. We spent four times on this book what we spent on the last time. We spent like 6 months almost every day on this book. So I'm really, I mean, the last book's The Enemy Battle Plan, The Death Star Plan. This is their latest attacks, but then how to counter them. And, it's all about God, but it also covers your work. It basically covers the waterfront. I mean, you read that. Did you see where Peter Nygaard, and we also now know, what's his name, Epstein at Azorro Ranch, they weren't just impregnating women to create a super race. They were impregnating women to have babies that they would abort in like the 8th month and then suck their juices out and inject it into themselves. That's in the book. I mean, these people, and that's what we know of. God only knows what else they're up to.
But what's really important about that is when they do that, when they ingest or inject another baby's parts or blood.
And they say, it's my child, it's better.
They're killing themselves. No, it is
not. Well, explain it.
Because I'm an identical twin. And that means I'm not Julie, even though we're genetically identical, because
you're getting all of
the expression of our genes is different according to, you know, the foundation is the same. We still look more or less the same. But what kinds of traumas we endure throughout our life will change everything. But God still gave us the ability. What did we never do with an HIV infected person? We never gave them another shot. Because you would activate the latent.
And by the way, that was admitted. Like, never give a pregnant woman a shot. Never give an HIV patient a shot. Now they say, oh, no, give women the shots.
No. So all we have to do to stop all of this is never take another shot. Don't ingest or inject anything genetically modified. Enhance our God-given endogenous systems, like our endogenous cannabinoid systems. That means put the cannabis plant back in the soil, the world's best detoxer. The cannabis, our endogenous cannabinoid system, is the dimmer switch on inflammation. Turn down the fire, and your brain's not on fire, and you calm down. It's not the alcohol that's poisoning you. It's the poison they put in the alcohol when they put it in a grocery store. You drink the cleanest alcohol, and I'll do that with some liquid drinks with nutrients, because your liver's going to detox that first. One shot, one COVID shot, and then I'll put those nutrients in a liquid form, and I'm instantly sober and good and moving on. So when you appreciate basic, classic truth, God immunity, a physician, an MD, is not a scientist. So we've conflated our language.
I did it earlier. So let's go to break and come back and get into the big picture, because you're here with the good news. You see people waking up. We've also got to talk about what they've done, how people detox, have taken the shots, how you respond at, you know, the doctor really trying to make you take shots. Mm-hmm. You know, it's come out that the pediatricians are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars when they inject so many little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Literal bounties on them. Doc, where's the best website for your people to visit?
TheRealDrJudy.com. TheRealDrJudy.com.
TheRealDrJudy.com. Find her books, films, and so much more in her collaboration with the amazing Mickey Willis. We'll be right back with Dr. Judy Megavitz. And there's her website there on screen. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next-level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And
the Dr. Judy Mikovits is our guest. I'm just sad she's only here with us for an hour. She's got some big conferences coming up with the great Mickey Willis. Before we go any further, tell people about that.
Well, we'll be in Atlanta on November 11th, 11-11, and we'll be showing all three movies with Mickey Willis, Plandemic, Plandemic Indoctrination, and The Great Awakening. We'll have Polly Tommy there from Vaxxed 2, I believe Del Bigtree from Vaxxed. So we're going to show you how really love wins. And this is really what Mickey did for me, was to allow me to understand and step into the purpose. Well, number one, because he listened to me. So,
and that's nextsteps.info.
Yeah, nextsteps.info.
And let's talk about Mickey Willis, because he didn't want to put himself in his new powerful film, but his crew said, well, they killed your brother with AZT. And when you first interviewed Mikovits years ago, right before the pandemic, he like realized, wait, I'm living this story. They killed my brother. And so that's what's so powerful about his latest film. And that's how serious this is. And I didn't just need to believe you or the medical literature. You know, my dad was a dentist, but he also owned a hospital with some of his partners in Mesquite, Texas, outside Dallas. And I remember him ranting at the kitchen table about AZT killing people, how they were blocking the good drugs, the interferon. And then he worked with some of the doctors. And I don't want to make my dad a hero, but it's true. My dad was Dallas Buyers Club. He was involved, giving everybody the medicine. He was right in the middle of it. And I remember hearing all this when I was a kid. I was watching a movie with him. I rarely go to movies with him. But when the Dallas Buyers Club came out like a decade ago, with Matthew McConaughey, and we were going to see a science fiction movie. And when the Dallas Buyers Club came on, my dad started crying. And after the movie, he said, well, I knew that guy. I knew those people. So it was just crazy how we've known this for a long time.
Right. And that's where I was. The Dallas Buyers Club is how I teach doctors now. And ask yourself.
Well, explain that to people that don't know about the story.
Well, in fact, that's what my lovely identical twin told me. She said, Judy, people don't remember that. Well, the Dallas Buyers Club came out in 2013. But when was it done? It was done in 1983 through 87, 82 through 87. That's who I am. I'm the one who confirmed Luc Montagnier's isolation of LAV, lymphadenopathy virus. It never was HIV. What was HIV? Gain of function. The molecular technology I told you that started, coming through the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
It was a virus they owned, they could blame it on.
Correct. And yet, the antibodies were different. The electron micrograph, how light is seen.
And why did they not give the real treatments to all those men?
Because they were driving the narrative of the billions of dollars of they were doing
of the drugs, just like Remdesivir.
Correct. It's the exact same playbook.
Same crime.
Well, but all we did when we saw COVID is say, hey, been there, done that. Type 1 interferon. These nutritional support. We're being poisoned. Our body doesn't forget how to make nitric oxide, but you've got three nitric oxide synthetases. They make it. You're endothelial, you're neuronal, and inducible. And what we learned is whenever the inducible was on, you were inflamed. There was a parasite. There was something robbing oxygen from your blood. So oxygen is the key to life. And anytime an animal or human is dead, by definition, they're making no viruses. So the lie in those movies, the movie you want to watch is the band played on, Randy Schultz, because he and Celia Farber, and I was listening to her book and totally traumatized by it because of the realization. And again, it's Peter Duesberg. And what a loving man. Well, I scream, and I used to scream, and finally Mickey Willis calmed me down. Because what Mickey Willis realized, they not only killed his brother, but his mother. Why? Because everyone in susceptible populations was forced to get the HBV vaccination. How did HIV get into people? Infection by injection. David Martin, these are
My grandmother in 1954, my mother was four, born in 50, 54, she'd already had the shot. They gave her the liquid in the mouth, and then when she got polio a week later, her doctor said, sorry, this gave you polio.
Correct.
But that's a fact.
Correct. The shots have always given the polio, you know, and.
Well, if people don't believe it, type in. I did this with Joe Rogan a few years ago. He couldn't believe it. Reuters AP, majority of global polio caused by vaccine.
Right.
Run by Bill Gates.
Or simply read the brilliant foreword of Bobby Kennedy in our book, Plague of Corruption. It's 35 pages. And when we could have a conversation, this is what Mickey Willis is all about. When we can sit down and listen to each other and hear each other, and feel the pain, even if sometimes you're screaming. I'm screaming.
Oh, there it is. AP, more polio cases now caused by vaccine than wildfires.
Right. And that's always true, and Bobby knew that. But what, even more importantly...
More importantly, why do they admit it? It just is crazy.
Why don't we stop it? Why don't we, at every level of our world, stand in the way, like the Dallas Buyers Club, do it never again? We healed those men. I was that technician standing in front at the Biological Response Modifiers Program at the National Cancer Institute in Frederick, Maryland, and it was using the systems biology approach. Every perspective was put on that problem.
So let me ask you this, though, big picture.
Yeah.
What, they're obviously trying to erase our immune system, make us factory farm controllable, get rid of all natural food, eating bugs, eating GMO meat, eating artificial meat. If they could have their way, what would the globalists do?
Well, exactly what you just said. But you know what that'll never do? That will absolutely never destroy our immune system. Because, you know, as long as we... You know,
so that's why they need to give us the shot to turn it off.
Correct. And or in pathogenic priming, the booster. And so they tell you in the scientific...
And they know they got to give it to you over and over again to have all those different disorders.
Correct. They just...
And what are some of the things that giving... Because I'm not even a virologist or a PhD like you, but I know that you give somebody a shot for the same thing over and over again, it causes big problems.
Well, yes, because the excipients are different. The things that's not in the shot. Every single shot has cow blood, pig blood, horse viruses, the cell line, viral monkey kidney cell line.
So it's a cocktail.
It's a cocktail, and they never clean it up. And this was the problem with the 1986 Act. What was the problem? When Ronald Reagan told Pharma and Fauci, make them safer. Make them safer. They're unavoidably unsafe. Unavoidably unsafe is what they told him. Therefore, somebody has to die. Well, in that 1986 Act, and you can get it, 1986, the Act is...
That's a liability protection.
Correct. But in that Act, HHS, Human Health and Services, were given the responsibility of making sure if a vaccine could be made safer, every 2 years they had to test. They had to make them safer if they could make them safer. Well, Del Bigtree... And Brian Hooker, the heroes of the faith, I call them. Suzanne Humphreys. I mean, I can go on and on.
And now with this new thing, they're not even going to do that. They're just doing whatever they want.
Correct. But what are we going to do? Bye-bye. You know, we don't care. We're not going to ingest or inject GMO.
And now they admit, I've seen Hillary Clinton complain, I've seen the UN complain, globally they messed up. Nobody trusts their shots now. I mean, they have like a 3% people taking the shots now. What are they going to do? Dr. Judy Mikovits, stay there. You've got your big events coming up in Texas and in Georgia and more. Nextsteps.info, ending the pandemic, coming up on 11-11 next week. Judy, stay here. Let's talk about what we do to counter them and what they're going to strike back with. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation.
People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlaby. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell 2 or 3 different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part 2 out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number 1. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the crime whistleblower, Dr. Judy Mikovits, is here with us. And what's incredible is I get all these iconic people on. People know who Brad Pitt is. They know who Sylvester Stallone is, but they don't know, when it comes to scientists and people that have been there on the front lines, who the real rock stars are. We have the Nobel Prize winner for isolating HIV coming out 3-4 years ago and saying, this is staged, this is bad, don't take their shots. And it's totally blacked out in the news. So there have been so many good scientists like you, Judy, who've told the truth, and that's why we're here now. And so you agree with me, and I agree with you, there's a big awakening happening, mm-hmm. and you're technically right. They never stop the HPV shots. They're saying little boys are dirty. They carry the virus, so they need the shots too. And then all the horrible health problems that come with it. But they're doing another big rollout, pushing it on our children. The insurance actuaries have confirmed record deaths never seen, even in wartime, World War II, World War I. They did a good run on us, but it looks to me like it blew up in their face. And now we're getting 3% uptake in their shots. it looks like they've screwed up big time. What do you agree with that? A and B. How is the empire going to strike back?
Well, by turning back to God, because what we have to realize is it's not over. As long as there's breath, there's life. And so if we can convince everybody, I use with Mickey Willis's book, whenever I autograph it, I use 2 Chronicles 7:14. We have to humble ourselves, pray to God, and repent. And what that means is repent is 180 degrees, not 360, not just do the same thing and put a different label on it. We have to go back to God-given immunity, and we've got the technology and we've got the beautiful people, but if the MDs, PhDs, well, PhDs teach science. Science is not medicine. A physician is not a scientist. That's an oxymoron. They practice.
Even admit medical doctors have like maybe 2 weeks in their entire degree on nutrition.
Correct. So medical doctors are trained to give pharmaceuticals, whether pills or shots.
And that was the Rockefellers in 1900. Within 20 years, they just took over medicine. Because it really was even Western medicine before. What would you call medicine before they took it over?
It was healthcare. When I did something stupid and ran over a barbed wire fence and cut my leg almost in half, I go home to my mom and say, shouldn't I get a tetanus shot? Should I worry about blood poisoning? She said, you should have thought of that. I told you to stay out of there. And so, of course, I didn't die. But, you know, we...
What about tetanus shots?
There is no shot. There is no shot that is good or ever provided immunization according to God. Do they give you protection from a acute disease from a week when you're exposed? Yes, perhaps. But again...
Well, then the contaminants sterilize you or give you cancer a month later.
Correct. The chronic diseases. It's very interesting, and I watch... Well,
Let's be clear. My grandmother's doctor, she was a beautiful beauty queen. Literally, she was in a wheelchair or on crutches the rest of her life, ate half the nerves in her body. Her doctor told her, sorry, Benny Gray Salmon, we did this to you. The shot was live. The thing you took in your mouth was live. They gave her polio. And I just showed the AP headline. And it's like a footnote. Oh, yeah, the majority of polio, we did it.
Uh-huh. And aerosolizing. And it's true, and you'll see it in Ending Plague. The doctors get sick because they knew the smallpox polio shots didn't work. And when parents insisted on their children getting the shots, the doctor's children got polio because it was aerosolized, spread through the air. So now we just call it shedding. You know, don't.
And is that why doctors, other than like sex workers and gang members, have the lowest life expectancy?
Correct. We're exposed. It's in our book. You know, the people that do these gene therapy.
You talked about working in bio research. You got exposed all the time.
Exactly. And in fact, I said it at the meeting teaching people. I've got Ebola. You know, I developed the cell line that would grow Ebola by crippling those interferon genes and what the responsive genes and allowing transformation, allowing it to become a tumor cell that grows forever. Then all you have to do is grow it in a little cow blood and a little pig blood.
Well here's my concern. You create the seed. Bill Gates is back. So is Fauci, saying imminent new virus. Obviously, they're going to release it.
Not new.
What do we do to stop these guys? I mean, these guys are mass murderers.
They already released it. It's been in the 2004, Moore is the first author, Journal of Virology. SARS-CoV-2 was in it. I just told you, in 1993, I told the difference between the pathogenic, highly pathogenic Zaire strain of Ebola and the Reston strain of Ebola. Same virus, same except for a few base pairs. And my job was to infect primary human stem cell monocytes and tell the difference between the deadly strain and the non-deadly strain. You know, and what
you were doing targeting.
What was that? Well, but what the difference was the cytokine storm. So the Zaire strain made MIP-1 alpha, IL-1 beta, TNF alpha, IL-6, NF kappa B, the cytokine storm. Oh, that's the same cytokine storm as COVID. Subtle differences if it hits the brain macrophage.
So you're saying it's really Ebola.
Yeah. So it, but it,
you're saying they, this is a scientist, they hit us with a genetically engineered Ebola.
And, but they did it in 92. And what did then
President? So, but be clear, because I want to put this at the head of the video. Okay. And that's what other scientists have told me. Explain. There's an obsession with Obama and the Pentagon with Ebola. You're saying they basically packaged a weaponized Ebola into the release, into the shots. Correct me if I'm wrong. This has all been basically Ebola being put in the population.
But again, the Ebola is not the disease. So what Obama did with Fauci in 2014, when William Thompson of the CDC confessed that they covered up the data that little black boys in Georgia and Atlanta were 3 to 5-fold more likely to get neurological diseases, including autism.
So it's race specific.
If they were injected with MMR. Yes, it's culture, race. God didn't make oncogenes. See, we're going all the way back to oncogene theory. There's no such thing as BRCA1, breast cancer 1 gene. It's a DNA repair gene, and it's part of a big complex. So God gave us protection for that. Yes, there are people with genetic susceptibility.
But dumb it down for me, because we're going to put this up front. I've been seeing this here. So how, about what is Ebola the carrier? Explain what COVID-19 is.
Again, the cell line, Vero monkey kidney cell line, where we grow all our polio vaccines, where we grow many, many other things, and that has been put in essentially every vaccine on the schedule.
It's a cocktail.
Is a cocktail. They never cleaned it up according to the law.
And the bottom line is, it's particularly destructive. That's what my dad told me, you know, in the 1980s. He said it's a race weapon. HIV is a race weapon. They're blocking the treatments for it. You know, obviously Magic Johnson got the cure, but literally while they run all these ads, we love black people, we're going to hire black people, they're flooding stuff out there that will kill white people, but it's particularly targeting black people.
Correct.
Wow.
And targeting.
And so where are the black leaders talking about that?
Yeah, but well, they were.
Look at that. Autism more common in blacks and Hispanics.
Yeah, but they were. I give you Dr. Aline.
That's so evil.
Type 1 interferon back in the AIDS. He was making the bovine interferon, it's currently called Paximmune, from cows. Human interferon doesn't work on another human. So you see, the government couldn't manufacture what they wanted. So that's why they put human aborted fetal cells in all of the products, as you showed in the commercial earlier. It can't be a pill and it can't be shot.
So you're saying, and when we get blood, we're producing what the product they want.
Yeah, you don't want the blood of another individual.
But I'm saying they want our blood. It seems like they're using us to grow it.
Yes. They're lacing it with it so we have auto-inflammatory.
I understand. So what's their end game?
Kill us.
I got that. Man, I tell you, I just, this is so sick.
Well, but it's an experimentation. But we're
exactly. It's random experimentation because that's where they get their best results.
And we're, now it's random. They're targeting the military. They injected HIV in the military. In the 90s, that's Redfield and Burks. Why do you think they stood up there in 20, you know, and tried to, because they're getting.
That's what my dad told me from his research in the 80s. He said you have to be autoimmune impaired for it to even grow, but there's some larger plan involved.
And it's not autoimmunity.
But, yeah.
God didn't make you attack yourself. It's non-self. And you injected it. Bypassing.
So why are they so upset? We'll go to break, come back.
Right.
They're obsessed with HIV. They're obsessed with this, and my dad couldn't figure it out. He's reading all the journals. That was a long time ago. What's their end game? Dr. Judy Mikovits, you got a big event coming up. People can find out about all the events at nextsteps.info. Nextsteps.info. Please remember, we're listener supported. Nitric Boost, Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and now Secret 12, Ultra 12, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country.
It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Megawitz is our guest. Final segment, the great Mark Dice is coming up. His view on what's happening in the world today and more. Doc, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to ask my layperson questions. We got 5 minutes left. You got the floor. Hit them.
Well, I love your layperson questions because you show me that you understand the truth. By everything that I hear in every commercial in my ear and everything we've been watching, you understand the truth. But how is a scientist good? I mean, the best scientist. They integrate all the information like your innate immune systems. Your innate immune system sees patterns, pattern recognition receptors. And so the old, their immune systems don't diminish. No, they make all the antibodies. Antibody is immunity. What was the test in the beginning? The test was an antibody. So with Magic Johnson, I defended my PhD thesis a week in November 14, 1991, a week after he was on the cover of Time magazine, that he was antibody positive. And at that time, everybody was dying. And we didn't know what they were doing with the AZT. We were just in the lab. And you know, my PhD thesis committee was just floored. Here's Magic Johnson, that, you know, icon of strength. You know, will he or will he not, they said to me, die of AIDS? That was the question I was to answer in my four-hour thesis defense. And I said, well, and I looked at him kind of like, well, he won't even get AIDS if he strengthens his innate immune pathways and never gets another shot. So he didn't get the right treatments. He didn't get injected. And every other athlete got injected and got poisoned. And got, you know, the implication is somehow he was sleeping with prostitutes and he was engaged, or that somehow athletes are dirty. And we'll remember people putting on gloves and running out and cleaning the blood up off the floor. No, that's just a booster if you're infected with HIV. If you never get another shot and you don't ingest genetically modified anything, whether it's a pill is a poison. And now, as we know from the wonderful, beautiful Brian Artis, you know, Ozempic. Oh, yes, snake venom. Yeah, they put snake venom components in these shots. And the key was syncytin, S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-N, came from a family of virus called the gamma retroviruses. That was our October 23rd, 2009 paper that said, that isolated a number of those viruses from people with various neurodegenerative neuroimmune diseases and a plethora of cancer. So why? How a disparate the virus was first associated with prostate cancer. It's called XMRV. The publication was 2005. Well, that was a synthetic plasmid. And that was never in human beings. But what was in human beings from the injection was the crippling of their immune system, Gerd Mandenbosch. Your innate immune system, those patterns, you'll never get to antibody development with all the poisons in the shot, because you poison your protection. You poison your plasmacytoid dendritic cells. That's 1% of your macrophage antigen presenting population, dendritic cell population. And it makes 97% of the type 1 interferon. That's what they had to hit. Type 1 interferon. SARS-CoV-2, published in 2004 and injected in every polio vaccine since then. Who got hurt? Oh, only the susceptible. Only people eating a ton of glyphosate. Only the blacks. Only the military. The people most shot. But the people that could eat clean. My identical twin. Her three sons. They're military. They got.
And that's why all the left are obsessed with these special organic grocery stores and shops they go to while they kill all of us. Dr. Judy Megawitz, incredible job. People need to go to your event in Atlanta. What's the best place for people to visit to find all your great work?
TheRealDrJudy.com. TheRealDrJudy.com is where everything.
All right, we love you. Great job. God bless. Mark Dice coming up. Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We want to stop these Trump supporters from continuing to say that Joe Biden stole the election. You're not allowed to say that on social media. It violates the terms of service. But we want to start arresting them because they're still saying it out in offline. You know, after the January 6th incident, they banned anybody from claiming that there was election fraud on social media.
We live in Arizona, so we get it.
Well, we'll start arresting them and stop them one way or another.
Love that.
Thank you. You know, right after the January 6th insurrection, Facebook implemented a policy. You can't say that Joe Biden stole the election.
Right.
But people are still saying that off Facebook. And so it's time that, you know, they start getting arrested. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what country they think they live in where they can say such things.
Right? I agree.
Appreciate that. You know what? They keep making claims about...
Trust me, I know.
We're going to start arresting them. Facebook implemented a policy after the January 6th riot that you can't make election fraud claims. But there's still... People are still saying those kinds of things face-to-face.
Constantly. You have to be, like, 18 or so.
Yeah, you're too young to be sounding that kind of thing. If you can't say it on Facebook, why should you be able to say it at the dinner table?
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
They're undermining our democracy by making such claims, and we feel the best way to stop that is to arrest them. So we just help to support the cause. I need a few more signatures to stop them. After the January 6th insurrection, Facebook banned any talk of election fraud because it undermines democracy. Just print here, birth date and a signature. Have you seen they changed the terms of service? You can't say that widespread election fraud caused Joe Biden to win, but people are still talking about that kind of thing offline. And so we're going to stop them and save democracy by having them arrested.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you hungry, boy?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fetch. Go get it. Go get it, boy. Good boy.
Woof, woof.
Good girl. You like a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
Okay, sit. Lots. Sit down. Sit. Roll over.
Roll
over. Good boy. Be a good girl. Speed.
Like, I actually have to bark?
Yeah. Come on. Come on, girl. Woof. Come on, girl. Good girl. Good girl. Speak. Shake. Shake. Good girl. Roll over. Roll over. Yay. Good girl. Sit. 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 Speak. Speak. Good boy. Woo. Good boy. Good boy. Ready? Go fetch. Fetch. Get it, boy. Go get it. Get it, boy. Get it. Good girl. Good girl. Sit. Sit. Roll over. Roll over. Good boy. Be a good girl. Speak. Woof. Woof, woof, woof. Come on. Come on, girl. Speak.
Speak. I can't.
Okay. Roll over.
Roll over.
Roll over. Good boy. Be a good boy. Sit down.
What are you guys doing?
Sit. Sit down. No. Sit down, boy.
Like where?
Come on, boy. Sit. Sit. Sit down.
All right.
Roll over.
No.
And that's my first question for Mark Dyes. We're going to play some clips of him calling into radio shows. He does this and really has a big effect with Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and many others. He's also an author.
You know, people wonder why is it that these guys won't talk about these issues, and it all goes back to Operation Mockingbird, which was started back in the 50s. And this is, again, this is not just me saying this or Alex saying this. There was a congressional hearing back in the 1970s, in the mid-70s, that uncovered that the CIA was paying reporters to plant stories and also gatekeep. And so you wonder why these issues don't make it
out.
But
I mean, now it's just admitted that the Pentagon alone spending $5 billion on domestic propaganda and buying reporters and planting stories. That's why it's everywhere. About, do you love America? Then love the military and join now to fight Al-Qaeda.
Here's a quote directly from the Church Committee investigations. This is the report published in 1976. So this isn't me saying this. This isn't Alex Jones saying this. This is directly from a congressional hearing from the published report. And it says, quote, the CIA currently maintains a network of several hundred individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times influence public opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provide the CIA with direct access to a large number of newspapers, periodicals, scores of press services and news agencies, radio and television stations, commercial book publishers, and foreign media outlets. And back in the 70s, they were paying hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
And now it's tens of thousands. That's why there's CIA recruiting ads everywhere. They're just taking everything over.
Here's a quote from an individual back in the 70s that was involved with Operation Mockingbird, Thomas Braden. He was the head of the International Organizations Division, which is an element within the CIA that basically implemented this operation. And he openly admitted after the hearings, quote, if the CIA director wanted to extend a present, he called it, suppose he thought this man could use $50,000. He's working well and doing a good job. He could hand it to him and never have to account to anybody. There was simply no limit to the money he could spend, no limit to the people that he could hire. No limit to the activities it could decide.
And then today we have the Army going around, for two decades we know of, buying off most of the mayors and police chiefs. All right, he's with us for the hour. He's a hard guest to get. The mighty media analyst, Mark Dyes. His new book, as of yesterday, I'm sure it's even higher today. He's done no interviews until now, gotten zero reviews from the media, paid $0 in marketing, and his new book is number 4 on Amazon's bestseller list today. And the book is, and I've been reading it, I'm almost done, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dyes. So congratulations to Mark Dyes on this big hit. Obviously, I'm going to play some of the old clips, the new clips. It's hard to get Mark on because he's such a busy guy. Mark, great to have you on. What a crazy time to be alive. It's wild that I've known you. That was a clip we just played from 14 years ago. I've probably known you 16, 17, 18 years. Mark Dice, it's so good to have you. Where should we start?
Yeah, it's great. I wanted to make sure that the audience, the radio audience, understood that that clip of us talking about Operation Mockingbird was from 2009. And so, yeah, I think the first time I was a guest on your show was almost 20 years ago. It was 19 years ago. I think it was 2005. And for those who don't know, Alex is largely responsible for launching my career because I came across him on the internet before the days of social media, back in the old BitTorrent days, finding some of his documentary videos about Bohemian Grove and clips from his radio show back then, which he was recording video of. And he was generous enough and saw the potential in me. And I just want to thank you again for this. And I want the audience to understand how long that you've been doing this and how much you've helped other people behind the scenes. In 2011, I had a book that was coming out called Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Alex was generous enough to front me the money to pay to print like 10,000 copies or something of that book and bought a bunch of them in advance and then helped me sell them. And that gave me enough money to quit my day job and then go full time as a media analyst. So just want to thank you again for that, Alex. Thanks, Mark. I want to thank you
and I want to thank the audience. We're in a war. When I recognize talent, I'm going to promote it. It's beautiful. And now you've reached hundreds of millions of people conservatively. And now everything we talked about is coming true. Now Elon Musk sounds like Mark Dice. Tucker Carlson sounds like Mark Dice. I mean, but you're an OG. Like you said, 19 years, brother. You're an OG. And it's just great to see you still fighting and doing a better job than ever.
You know, the success for my book isn't really about me. It's about the power of social media and what the technology has been able to do. And as we know, the empire struck back after Donald Trump was elected in 2016 because we used the technology in order to communicate and build huge audiences. And that was really before most of the algorithm manipulation, before the censorship, before them boosting the search results for mainstream channels on YouTube and in the other platforms. And so the fact that I'm just able to announce that I have a new book on YouTube and it gets to the top of Amazon's bestseller list, again, with no interviews, with no promotion. First interview that I've ever done, Alex knows I rarely, if ever, even do interviews. I make an exception for him about once, maybe twice a year. But that shows also how fake the mainstream is, because you see all of these other people that have books that come out that are supposedly bestsellers, and they get reviews in the New York Times, and they do interviews on all of the major shows. They do the entire circuit, and they still can't top what a guy in his kitchen on a laptop was able to do. And the fact that, you know, Alex and I have been talking about Operation Mockingbird for 20 years, him probably even longer, and the fact that still the mainstream conservatives still don't get it. You know, I don't understand how we have had 7-8 years of people talking about fake news, the deep state. Who has talked about Operation Mockingbird?
This is Operation Mockingbird to the 10th power. I mean, it's right in front of them. Sorry, go ahead.
And also, yeah, now it's admitted. We have the evidence. It was done in a congressional hearing. So it is strange that none of the Fox News pundits, none of the Conservative Inc. social media circle jerk pundits will address Operation Mockingbird. And they'll talk about the fake news. They'll talk about the deep state. There's a term for it. There's a program. And just like every secret government program and the FBI and the other alphabet agencies, when they get caught and it's fully admitted, then they say, okay, well, we did that, but we won't do it anymore. And even the congressional hearing of Operation Mockingbird was a cover-up. You know, the senators involved later said that was actually just a limited hangout. They didn't want the American people to see the extent of what it is. And they also had in that report a discussion about how Operation Mockingbird not just controlled the media, literally paying reporters and pundits and editors under the table to act as propagandists and gatekeepers. They funded the publication of books. They literally had ghostwriters writing books. They would pay to have them published. They only mentioned one of the books in the Operation Mockingbird church hearing report, but they did admit that they would have their ghostwriters reach out to publishers, pitch manuscripts, pay for them to be printed, have their Operation Mockingbird.
Sure, and when you go to the bookstore or you go to an airport, Whatever the end caps are, whatever they're pushing at you is literally CIA controlled. Keep going.
This is why someone like Cassidy Hutchinson, who most Americans have no idea who she is, those who did see her testimony during the live hearing of the January 6th kangaroo court forgot about her because she was that surprise bombshell witness, you know, some low-level staffer that worked in the Trump administration who claimed that Donald Trump, you know, tried to grab the steering wheel on the car to force the driver to go to the Capitol when they refused to take him there. So she just had a book come out a few weeks ago. It was number one on every bestseller list. She did the rounds on every liberal media outlet as if she held the secret key to bringing down the Trump administration. And her book, by the way, contradicted some previous testimony of hers because obviously she most likely didn't even write half the book. It was just done by a ghostwriter. She'll sit down with interviews. But it's books like that and books like the ones trying to take down the Trump administration. Remember the anonymous warning, a warning by Anonymous, which turned out to be some operative in the Trump administration who was working admittedly with the Democrat resistance to try to undermine the Trump administration, later revealed his name, but he got a book deal and it was this number one bestseller talking about how a Trump administration official is trying to work within the system to stop him from, you know, destroying the country. These are all Operation Mockingbird programs. And so I'm glad that you played that clip of us talking about it in 2009. Someday, maybe the mainstream conservative pundits, although there's not much hope for Fox News now, Tucker's not there, will actually address the system, the admitted
Mark, I totally agree
program.
Because we know that Obama set up a stay behind network. We know he put all this in place, expanded Mockingbird to try to block Trump. And we finally see some weaponization hearings and some censorship hearings, but they're only scratching the surface. It's like, how stupid can they be? But the big takeaway is when my book hit number one on all the charts, New York Times wouldn't put it number one. So we know those charts are all fake. The real charts, Amazon, you're at number four as of yesterday. I don't know what it is today. That all the king's horses and all the king's men and all their billions in funding can't beat Mark Dice, which shows how weak they are. Plus, what a great writer you are.
And I appreciate that. And there was a major glitch. The launch was quite a disaster because when people search my name on Amazon, that book doesn't even come up in the top search results. It's buried way, way down, The War on Conservatives. And then even at least, you know, 10 minutes ago when I checked it before this interview, when you finally find it and click on it, it takes you to a dead listing that says it's not available because it shows a hardcover listing.
Yeah, I don't think that's on purpose. Just like Musk said, he's trying to clean out all the censors, but they're embedded.
So it looks like when you find it and you click on it, it looks like it's sold out and it says unavailable. We don't know when it's going to be back in, and you have to click the paperback button and then it will show that it's in stock. So, I mean, even of the people who find it, half of those people are going to think that it's out of stock.
Okay, so they can't. We want to make it number one, but they can get it from you directly though.
Well, they can. I don't sell it directly. We have to get it from Amazon. But, you know, go to my Twitter account, to my X account, and it's in the biography.
Well, by the way, I've been trying to buy some. So as soon as I get some from you, we'll sell them.
Yeah, and there was a glitch there, too. I couldn't even order copies until yesterday. And it was a big mess.
I understand. It's what they do to you. So you have a 4.9 review. Believe me, when my book hit number one last time, they took our bank away. We know how it works. And folks, because they're weak. They do this because they're weak, not because they're strong. So tell us about the book. I got it last week. I've already read half of it. It's amazing. Tell us about the war on conservatives and then tie it into all the current craziness. Give us your prognosis on what's about to happen in 12 months. And this is the most epic time to ever be alive. This is so edge of your seat.
We're in the final year, the last year, the 365-day countdown until the election. So the book on the surface kind of appears, you know, fairly normal. Oh, yeah, I know there's a war on conservatives. They're attacking us, but it goes so much deeper than I even want to hint at in this interview, because there are certain topics that are so hot that the mainstream conservatives won't talk about them. And you kind of start to see patterns. You start to notice things. You see articles and you see quotes. You see certain things in the media that slip through the cracks. But it's essentially it tracks what it is that they've been doing, attacking not only censorship on social media. We know about that, undermining the family. Attacks on Christianity. I mean, did you ever think that we would be seeing supposed Christian churches holding drag queen story hour inside?
No, are Black Lives
churches?
Matter worship services?
nation. And, you know, Christians are, though maybe recently it might have changed with the dust up over in Israel, but Christians are one of the most persecuted religions around the world. And it is commonplace now in the United States to attack Christians, to discriminate against Christians. We've seen numerous cases of restaurants canceling reservations for Christian groups, kicking them out of coffee shops, viral videos of them cursing them out and telling them to leave. Now, if that were to happen to any other group, a religious group, a minority group, there would be congressional hearings held. They would be sued by the Justice Department for discrimination. But when a Christian organization gets their reservation canceled because the owner is a leftist and finds out that they believe in God, they're Christians, they oppose abortion, they oppose the LGBTQ agenda, then that's okay. And so there's a tremendous double standard. Then, of course, it gets into anti-whiteism. And, you know, that's something, too, that a lot of people didn't want to talk about because it's such a taboo subject to dare to say that.
But you've been a trailblazer exposing that. The left is literally trying to create race-based politics.
They have. And, you know, the oppressed, because, of course, black people were oppressed. Racism is terrible. Slavery was awful. But the oppressed become the oppressors through the cultural Marxism. And so they got so carried away at seeing what they saw as the ruling class, the, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon people. And so the demonization of white people, everybody's been noticing it for years now, particularly since the Black Lives Matter insurrection of 2020 with George Floyd. But so it's such a sensitive topic to talk about because just daring to say that there's a lot of you know, black people that discriminate against whites that are racist against white people. That seems as a, you know, a white supremacist talking point. But we've seen people like Tulsi Gabbard, who cited anti-white racism or anti-whiteism as one of the reasons she left the Democrat Party, with the leak of the manifesto of the transgender shooter in Nashville showing that that deranged lunatic was brainwashed by the cultural Marxism into believing that the white privilege and the crackers are responsible for all the ills in America. Then we have Senator J.D. Vance, who tweeted out that, of course, this person was brainwashed by anti-white racism. And so it's finally becoming something that people are feeling safe to talk about. And I would just emphasize that there's a term for it, and it's called anti-whiteism, in the same vein as the term anti-Semitism. And a lot of people, just hearing the word racism, immediately makes people think of white people doing something bad, white people discriminating against black people or non-whites. And that's why the ADL even tried to solidify that as the definition, that racism is, you know, white people discriminating.
Right. Whites are originally sinful because of their color, but it blew back on the Zionists and on the Jews. So I'm not attacking, you know, I don't hate, but I don't want them wedded with the liberals and then saying they're going to send all the Islamic refugees here into Canada. No, you're not. I mean, if they're so great, you take them. So I'm not enemies of the Jews. I know the Jews are a diverse group, but to have the ADL, this super powerful group quarterbacking the censorship control, literally programming the critical race theory, teaching six-year-old kids they're bad because they're white. My daughter's homeschooled but went to a camp and was told at the camp during lunch over speakers that she was bad. She said, am I bad because I was white? That happened a month ago. And I said, that's it. The gloves are off. So now I'm Mark Dicing it. And not because I hate people because of what color they are or religion, but because I'm not going to be told, or my children, I'm bad because of what a color I am. Martin Luther King would vomit at that idea. And so look at the Nashville shooter. We now get the documents. Kill the crackers, kill the blonde-haired kids, kill the white privilege. That's why they suppressed it. That's a brainwashed white person literally thinking killing white children is a win. That sounds like Hamas saying kill the Jews. I mean, look, I'm against any Holocaust, black, white, Jewish, Muslim, anything. I'm not here to be put on the menu for Holocaust, and the ADL is literally partially responsible for the stuff that's happening.
And that, of course, is one of their talking points for supposed anti-Semitism, saying that they're stoking some of this hostility by overgeneralizing people and attacking people. Then they try to twist that around and say that that's anti-Semitism. And it's interesting. There's a clip of Jonathan Greenblatt on CNN talking about how, you know, demonizing Jews is dangerous. Well, of course, but why are they demonizing white people then? Isn't that the same sort of slippery slope that you're getting down, you start blaming an entire group of people for the ills of everybody else.
It's beyond a slippery slope. When I said the ADL is like Hitler, I don't mean they're Nazis. I mean, Hitler was race-based, saying a certain group is doing all the bad. They're literally saying white people, if you fall in a banana peel, we're the reason it happened.
And it's good to see people are tired of it. And that's why I would just introduce the term anti-whiteism. And that's really what it is, because, you know, if people say that, well, there's racism, they always have to make this distinction.
Hold on, we got to go to break, but it's clear you coined anti-whiteism.
I don't think I coined it, but I probably am one of the most, you know, I see it, and it just...
You popularized it. All right. Mark Dice is on fire, as always. Get his book now at Amazon.com. It's available. Don't let them lie to you. Send it to number one. Let's go number one right now. Mark Dice, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice. Stay with us. The War on Conservatives. Buy it now.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1-5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract using Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, they say as you get older, you become more nostalgic, and people you've known longer become more precious. And it's really true. Mark Dice is precious to me. I've known him 20 years. I remember him coming as a fan to Van Edit out in California. I'd already interviewed him a few times. And I was always a fan of him and the great work he did. I mean, he's been there for decades slaying. And so it's so important to get his book, The War on Conservatives. If I don't plug my book, I won't be here. It's the last book going to number one on all the charts. And I put all the money back into this operation that kept us on air. The new book's twice as long. It's The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have signed copies that are marked up as a fundraiser to know you kept us on air. You can get unsigned copies. If you want to send it to number two, that's fine. I'd like to see The Great Awakening at number two, but I really want to see The War on Conservatives at number one, because you heard, and Mark's not whining. This isn't his fault. Amazon runs perfect for everybody else. Amazon won't so much censor your book usually, even though they're doing that some now. They were the last people to start doing it. They will just jack with it. And it's not, I don't think it's even Jeff Bezos, and I'm not saying he's perfect. It's operatives inside the system. Because so many times we'll lose a bank account. We finally get a hold of the vice president. They go, no, that was done by underling your bank account's back. So most of the time, it's not even the leadership. It's the operatives within the machine, the gremlins. And so you heard him. You go there. It's sold out. It's not. You got to go through because they're pissed because there's big groups spending hundreds of millions of dollars to push their propaganda, number one, not to make money off the book, so that it's a talking point. That's why I explain to listeners, it takes money to win a war. You heard them a year ago in my bankruptcy. Jones has got $400 million. He hit it. He's going to jail. You hear that anymore? It was never true. The most money I ever had in the bank was $8 million. And it was all meant as an emergency backup, and I wanted to launch a network. And then, thank God we had that money, because over the next few years, we spent all of it. It's okay for us to have money, but my goal's not money. I have been offered a job by Henry Kissinger. I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I was offered, when Glenn Beck was about to come on the scene, the same job. They said, we got a couple other guys we're getting ready. You'll have a Fox News show. You'll have yearly, quarterly books. You're going to do what we're going to say. And I met with them, and they tried to give me a Fox News show as a test on Saturdays. They said, move to New York, do 6 months of a Saturday show. We will give you a nightly show. You are the next Rush Limbaugh. Roger Ailes, you are the next Rush Limbaugh. This is 16, 17 years ago. And I said, I don't control my show? No. And I'm not up here like, oh, aren't I nice? That's easy. Let me tell you, I can't control my mouth. And certainly nobody else can. And it's the same thing for Mark Dice. So when you get his book or you get my book, it changes the world. You want men to stand up? Mark's not going to sell out. Mark's not going to back down. That's who he is. I'm not either. But we could give out. And so that's why this is so damn important, that you get The Great Awakening, that you get The War on Conservatives, because this is the reality. We're the champions. And I'm not up here like some badass, man. There are a lot smarter men than me, but they all work in the system and they go along with it. They think they're winning. They're losers. But Mark Dice is my brother because he's a heretic. When you're a Christian in a satanic world, you're a heretic. He's a rebel. Outlaw country. Just because they sang about drinking and marijuana, Nashville said they couldn't have shows. So Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings left to Texas, and within 5 years were more than half the profits of country music that was the biggest thing in the 70s and 80s. Bigger than rock and roll then, on many charts. And I've smoked pot with Willie Nelson. I'm not a big pot guy. I smoked with him. We used to hang out all the time. I've been good friends with Willie Nelson. His brain's kind of gone the last 10 years, so I don't go around much because, you know, his family controls him. But the point is that just being rebels made them number one. We're not rebels smoking pot and drinking whiskey, folks. We're rebels challenging the new world order. Well, they're trying to put you in prison for it. So I believe in you. I bet on you. I believe that when I covered documents and knew the globalists were going to implement it, that I'd be attacked at that point 20 years ago, but it would come true and that you would win. So I bet on you. Bet on me. Get the book, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice at Amazon. Push it to number one and get The Great Awakening as well. Mark Dice, please continue.
There's a reason why the Alex Jones was right meme exists, because you've been on the forefront of this for so long. And earlier this summer, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. started mentioning atrazine. And so you are mentioned in the book because Robert F. Kennedy, on several podcasts, on Megyn Kelly's podcast and on, it was Lex Fridman's podcast, or maybe it was Jordan Peterson's podcast, mentioned that he believes, and he's an environmental lawyer. Okay, so this is a guy who knows about pollution in the environment.
Who's won some of the biggest lawsuits in history.
And he said that he thinks that one of the reasons, perhaps the reason, is about the transgender epidemic and the gender dysphoria epidemic is because of the atrazine that has been seeping into the environment. And of course, that famous meme of Alex Jones from 8 years ago, ranting about how he doesn't like him putting chemicals in the water that are turning the frogs gay. He was talking about atrazine. And it's not only that, also BPA, you know, there's a famous clip of Alex talking about juice boxes having BPA in the lining, a lot of food products. And they've taken that out because people started to get worried, because that's another endocrine disruptor. It's a synthetic estrogen. And if you start looking into what that does to a fetus in the womb, it feminizes the brains of male.
It bends babies. Their so, gender. It bends them.
So it makes perfect sense. And they've even found the specific region of the brain that is responsible for gender identity and sexual orientation. And if that part of the brain is feminized because of these chemicals in the womb that the mother is consuming, either through water or through BPA, which also BPA is in clothing, by the way, which I'll get into, then that.
And it's in the money. So let me ask that question, that moral question. We always heard, hey, we're born like this. I don't hate somebody because they're gay. I hate it when they sign on the communist agenda and targeting kids and become pedophiles, which by, oh, we're on the gay train. Now they can add on Satanism and the target clothing. And I mean, I didn't believe it till I saw a gay parade when my wife's dad had a heart attack 6 months ago. I'm in Omaha and the gay parade goes by and like a third of the t-shirts had Satan on it and devil and pentagrams. The point is though, how do we deal with that? Cause if they've chemically hermaphroditically change their brain. How do we morally deal with that?
You know, the medical establishment needs to start addressing the cause and the possible cure, but you're not supposed to
exactly.
Say that.
Instead of, you say this, effect. I'm interrupting because I've watched you say this a year ago. Why aren't we giving kids that are confused, that are biological males, testosterone to make them what they are? Why, instead of they're confused, we give them estrogen when they're 90% male but confused? Why don't we make them male? Sorry,
yeah, it appears that they're putting the cart before the horse, because if some, you know, like you said, small children, small boys thinking that they're women, you know, why don't we give them testosterone? And, you know, when I did a video about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about the atrazine, a lot of comments were from people who tried to get on testosterone, that they're, you know, older in life and they have low T. And a lot of doctors apparently wouldn't even do it because they think that it's going to be some sort of a, you know, like a steroid or something. So how is it that they can,
but we'll give an 8-year-old a puberty blocker.
You know, is it that they need to do operations on the body? Is it something that the body needs to be fixed, or is it the brain? But, you know, some scientists will dare to even approach the subject, say that it's an ethical nightmare, because if they admit, which all the evidence appears to be, that transgenderism and homosexuality as well is a birth defect because of the brain region, the INAH region of the brain, having the wires of a female, then they're admitting that something is causing it, that it's not normal, that they're supposedly abnormal, and then that's hateful. And so you're not supposed to even equate that, and instead
exactly, you said this. So chemicals give us genetic birth defects and change brain chemistry and make them little shriveled males, and instead of supercharging them because these chemicals did this to them, we go, no, let's go further into the mutation and then certify that.
And celebrate it as if it's amazing evolution of mankind. You know, there have been various birth defects which have been discovered and are able to be prevented by simple measures, like women taking folic acid in a prenatal vitamin, which helps prevent spina bifida, which is a deformation of the spinal
cord. Cleft palate.
So you're talking about just one nutrient lacking in a pregnant woman's diet can cause a birth defect. So you can't tell me that all of these chemicals in the environment and in the food and in the clothes, by the way, because BPA is a plastic. And so what do a lot of people wear in their clothes, especially to the gym? They wear synthetic fibers. And so there was a study that was just done that showed that the BPA can get absorbed in the skin through the clothes that people are wearing.
And the juice boxes.
Hundreds of times. At like 100 times or 30 times the level that the FDA considers it to be safe.
Also, the microwavable plastic trays, they're fine when they're at 70 degrees. When you heat them up 200 degrees, they off-gas synthetic female hormones.
So it's going to take people who have the respect in the medical industry and pundits like Matt Walsh, who, you know, has done great work. His film, What is a Woman? Absolutely fantastic. But if you watch it, and it is great, he only focuses on the social contagion aspect, which there may be some or a lot of truth to that, but he is completely ignoring the potential chemical weaponization of the chemical.
No, you're right. It's nature or nurture. So 10% is nurture. 90% is nature. It's the chemicals. And you've been saying that for decades. It's true. It's the chemicals, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, so there's a whole section in the book on the rise of LGBTQism, and that's another topic that a lot of people didn't want to push back on because they didn't want to seem to be homophobic. And so they kept their mouth shut for many, many years as it just continued to get more and more insane. It went from, so they want to get married. Okay, you know, I don't agree with that. I think it should have been called a civil union. I think that they should have the equal rights as far as health insurance, visiting their partner's hospital, and things like that. I was always against and still am against calling it a marriage. But then they gave them an inch and then they took a mile. And it wasn't really until last year in June and, you know, Pride Month that people started really pushing back. And then this last June, people finally had enough. Conservatives, Christians.
Oh, yeah. This is a total UN social engineering, Tavistock Institute cult. What do you predict? I want Mark Dice, tell me, you've got your heart to get on. You're the first interview. We're very blessed to have you. You got to come on more, man. Come on. I know you got an idea. You're better taped, and you are a little better taped. You're great live, so knock it off. I say this every time you're on. You know, I get one interview a year, Jones. But seriously, what do you predict is going to happen next?
I think that society is going to continue to fracture. I think that we're going in each different direction. Everybody's digging in because what do we have? You know, we as in normal liberty-loving people, whether you're, you know, kind of an independent, a conservative, a Christian, even the libertarians, although they kind of get into the weeds a little bit. But what do we have in common with the people who want to put the surgeries on the children? They want to castrate the children, put them on chemical blockers. They want to indoctrinate the kids in elementary school with LGBTQism, with gender identity, so that they might be a boy, they might be a girl. Schools allowing gender non-binary teachers to have access to the kids. I mean, when I was in school, I'd say even back as far as fifth grade, if we had a teacher that came out and said that they're not a man or a woman, the kids, we would have run them out of town. But now, it's seen as normal.
They're the high priest. They're the religious leader of the cult.
So I see society fractionalizing. And I wouldn't be surprised if it might be 10 or 20 years if the United States breaks apart into various different republics or into two different republics. Because if the Democrats, you know, supposedly win the election in 2024, they'll stack the Supreme Court or they'll flood it with liberal judges. They're going to pass the Equality Act, which then businesses are going to have to legally acknowledge and respect a gender neutral or a gender non-binary person. They're going to have to allow people to use whatever bathrooms that they want, whatever locker rooms they want. The states are not going to be able to pass laws that are going to stop that. So what point, what solution does a state have at that point if the national law, the supreme law of the land, the Justice Department's going to sue them, would be to secede, really. But it should be, I don't think, you know, Republican states shouldn't necessarily secede. We should really eject the Democrat states because we are the United States of America. They are the ones who hate our history, who hate the founding fathers, who hate the Bill of Rights. They are taking down statues.
Well, that's right. Well, so we can leave corridors of the roads to the cities and have like the map where 90% is red and the rest is blue. But what you say is so key. They want a one-party state. They know they're losing. They're using science and weaponized psychology to take over, but it's backfiring. but they can't seem to give up. They just keep doubling down, doubling down, doubling down.
Humiliated, like that guy in Canada, that shop teacher, who very well may be a troll, who was wearing the bizarrely large prosthetic breasts. I would say that he could be either way. He could be that delusional, but he also could be trolling just to see how far they would allow. And you probably saw the clip of the superintendent defending him. And so they've gotten so strange that they are humiliating themselves. And, you know, luckily we could get into maybe the restoration of free speech.
Yeah, you got
Twitter,
the floor. We'll do 5 minutes next hour if you can do it, but you got the floor. Mark Dice, I'm going to ask the questions here. I've got all these other clips too that you sent. I could easily just do 5 hours of just your clips here, but just keep going here.
Well, we persisted despite getting banned, and, you know, even though Elon Musk has some major faults, and, you know, maybe we can get into those, but he's done tremendously great things for Twitter, for X, allowing a bunch of, you know, thousands of accounts, other discussions to be allowed, because they tried to stamp out any discussion about transgenderism that was negative. They banned books about transgenderism from Amazon. So,
but that shows how he's got skin in the game. They scalped his firstborn son. They got his son. That'll turn anybody against him.
Yeah, this is personal for Elon, and I don't like to bring people's families into it, but Elon has talked about this publicly, and it's in his authorized biography from Walter Isaacson. One of Elon's teenage sons is now identifying as a woman and a Marxist. So Elon has a personal axe to grind with Marxism. This is a personal mission for him. And so by lifting the ban on misgendering, which is, you know, using the wrong pronouns, lifting the ban, questioning vaccines, the safety of them, or the medical establishment, he has brought free speech back to a major platform.
Well, that's right.
Now
people say, is he good or bad? Judge Jury Rush Fruits. What he's doing is devastating. And I say that to all the globalists. You're going to be destroyed by this yourself. Elon's a perfect example. He was going along with it until his brother almost died from a shot. They're going to castrate his firstborn son. And it's like, yeah, dude, nobody's immune. Join us. And that's why I think Elon's for real.
Let me say this. He and Rumble are going to have a very tough decision to make in the next year, because they're going to face the real possibility of having their apps banned from the App Store, because Apple has control over that. And they're going to say, you're not going to allow these kinds of discussions or these specific
EU's threatening to criminally charge him.
Yeah, so they're going to be faced with a tough decision, and I would assume that they've been working on this. They're going to have to do the model that Andrew Torba used at Gab, where they've been banned from the App Store for, you know, 5 or 6 years, where you can still use it as an app. Just like you can use the InfoWars app, I save the InfoWars feed on my phone and on my tablet just as if it is an app, and then you press the button. It doesn't have quite the same functionality as an app, but it's pretty good. So we have Rumble, we have Twitter, X, but they're going to be having a very tough decision to make as the election approaches. And for some people, they might say, well, they would never ban them from the App Store. Well, you would have said that they would never indict Donald Trump, but they did that 91 different times. And even I didn't think that they were actually going to indict Trump. I thought that Merrick Garland was going to come out sometime next year, right before the primary start, and say, you know, investigation's complete. We found all this terrible evidence. You know, he's definitely guilty of the insurrection, but, you know, it's Justice Department policy not to indict if we're not confident we can get a conviction, and that they weren't confident they can get a conviction because somebody's going to hang the jury. And, you know, that's more evidence of his corruption because he's above the law, because they can't even get a conviction because one of his supporters is going to hang the jury. So I didn't think that they were going to actually indict, but obviously they did. So now we're
facing... Well, their formula is file so many that they'll think they'll get one.
And things are going to get really dirty. I mean, we're already seeing some of the, you know, wannabe Ron DeSantis influencers. They are supporting Donald Trump going to prison because it's almost like politics is like a mafia in a sense. They see Donald Trump as a liability, just like John Gotti saw the mafia don. Forget the guy's name, was the head of the Gambino family at the time, saw him as a liability. And so they took him out. And then they go on as if nothing happens and continue with business as usual. And so you're seeing a lot of Ron DeSantis, supposed influencers. They're really hoping that Donald Trump goes to prison in order to stop him. And, you know, the Ron DeSantis supporters, I mean, many of them have some legitimate criticisms of Trump, of course. I mean, nobody's perfect. But at this point, I saw from day one Ron DeSantis getting in the race as stabbing Donald Trump in the back. That's not to say that, God forbid, something happens to Donald Trump, by a miraculous feat, he actually loses the primaries or ducks out, which I don't think he's going to do, in some plea deal to try to avoid.
That's my next question. What do you predict happens with Trump, and what do they do about Biden? I mean, they got Axelrod on TV, all the Democrats saying get out of there, Biden, but Biden won't leave. So how's that going to shape up in Mark Dice's brain?
They painted themselves into a terrible corner that there's no easy way out of, because if Joe Biden ducks out and gets replaced by Gavin Newsom, the Democrat Party's going to look terribly weak, because usually the vice president would pick up that baton and run with it. But Kamala Harris has no support. She was a diversity hire. She dropped out of the presidential race in 2020 early because she couldn't get any funding. She had no support.
Yeah, she had less than 2% in the Democrat primaries. The woman reviled.
It would be one thing if he ducked out and then everybody would rally behind Kamala Harris as taking the baton and trying to continue with the Democrat Party agenda. But she is terrible. Nobody likes her. She's uninspiring. And then if they replace Biden with Gavin Newsom and then have her still as the running mate, that's still going to make them look weak. And the time is running out for that, for Gavin to get on the ballot in certain states. And so I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, it could get to the point where at the convention, maybe if Biden has a health issue, the Democrat delegates will nominate Gavin Newsom, and then they can write it off as...
Or, God forbid, they assassinate Biden to make him a martyr.
He might have a health issue or an instigated health issue. So I don't know. And... you know, it's very possible that Donald Trump could get convicted. It's going to be very difficult, because if Donald Trump gets convicted, it's going to be horrible. They're going to try to throw him in prison. I mean, maybe they would give him a house arrest or put him at a military base for security. But if he beats the charges, there's going to be riots like we've never seen. If he gets convicted and then wins on an appeal, there's going to be riots from the Marxist.
So bottom line, the next 12 months are going to be the most insane ever.
It's going to get more intense every day. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's just...
And we're now 1 year out. We're now 365 out.
And everybody says, oh, this election is the most important. But we've never had anything like this, where the country doesn't have its sense of cohesiveness.
Hands down, this is the most important ever.
It's going to be... It's troubling. And you're seeing the rumblings of a lot of people who have been hoping that the country wouldn't collapse. We have the financial crisis. We have the anti-Americanism within the own institutions. We have been flooded by millions and millions of illegal aliens who... and legal immigrants as well, who don't have any allegiance to the United States or to our history, to our culture. And so this isn't going to be like past... depressions or conflicts where the United States...
This is the big one.
Together. We're in trouble, man. The United States is in big trouble. And I don't think anybody has the answers other than to keep it local. And that's why I kind of conclude my book with some of the solutions is, and if we're running out of time here, I'll keep this quick. As a whole, the country's in big trouble, but locally, and from going to city council meetings and trolling like Alex Stein does, I learned that there's a very small group of people who make the decisions in your local community, who go to the city council and persuade them and run and get on the board.
That's why the feds were so upset about the school boards. Everybody should be at all these local televised events. Then they feed, they go viral, and it's like calling to C-SPAN. I think their weak link, you said it, you've done it too. I need to do it more. We need to go to these city council meetings.
It's local. Get on the board, because running a national campaign, very difficult. Running a local campaign in a small to even moderate sized city of 100,000 people, fairly easy. You know, you can rally your community, your support, and you can do it. And one thing during the COVID lockdowns, sheriffs are elected. Okay. Now police chiefs are appointed by the mayor, but sheriffs are elected. And even in California, even in counties in Los Angeles, the sheriffs would not enforce the governor's lockdown mandates and allowed businesses to stay open. So if in Los Angeles, you can have a local sheriff who is, again, voted in by the people, defy the tyrannical laws of those above him, then we can work locally in the schools, in the
community. Absolutely, we have the truth. Do 5 more minutes, 2-minute break, because I want to talk about the COVID lockdowns. You nailed it there. We just backed that off. They tried to relaunch it. We have the victory, but we've got to have confidence, and the listeners have to realize the ball's in their court. Please remember, We are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, in the age of Big Brother censorship, books are more important than ever. The left claims that Republicans and conservatives are banning books. No, we're just banning pornographic pedophile books to 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds. So get his book right now on Amazon.com, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice. Get my book, The Great Awakening. They're both powerful books, and it keeps us on air. They're on your bookshelf forever. It's something they can't surveil you while you're reading it. Remember, old TV, you tuned into it, or radio. Now everything else is all surveilled, all watched. It's quite a world. So, Mark, us going back, me knowing you at least 19 years, how surreal is it to be alive now and to be living through what we predicted? And then just finishing up with the point you just raised earlier in the last segment, that look how we backed off the COVID. They tried to relaunch the COVID protocols, just like I predicted and our sources told us, but we backed it off. So as bad as things are, people are really waking up right now.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, you saw the New World Order, the patterns emerging years ago, the documents, and have been trying to warn about it, and that's why the Alex Jones Was Right meme was born. And you know, same with me. I mean, I stumbled across your work back after I graduated college and saw a lot of the same patterns, learned a lot from you as well. And so it's vindicating to say, hey, yeah, I mean, we knew this, we've been trying to warn about this, but it's also scary because some of the points are far worse than we even imagined. I mean, I don't think we even could have imagined what they were going to be doing in the schools and with the children. And we knew that, you know, kind of as the end times approach, that Christians were going to be persecuted, but nobody could have ever really imagined the abomination.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come after parental rights and children. We didn't know they'd try to cut their penises off.
And going back to some of the solutions, again, locally, the country as a whole is going to be in big, big trouble. And so, you know, we can elect local officials. We can get on the school boards. We've seen it happen during the COVID lockdowns and with some of the parents finally seeing, because of the remote learning, what it is these kids were being indoctrinated with. That was a big wake-up call as well. So as the election approaches, as we saw with some of the results last night, it's not just on a national scale. So we're going to have to get organized with what's called a local election guide, which a lot of local Republican parties put together. Because when you go in to vote, most people don't even know who half of these positions are. So they just skip it. They're not paying attention who's on the city council, and which the sheriff is, and the judges, and all these things. So, you know, there are certain groups, conservative groups in locals, in your cities, which will put together those guides for that. And getting back to the book, in the church hearing document that exposed Operation Mockingbird in the 1970s, they admit not only that were they funding books that they knew were, you know, commercially unviable just for the propaganda purposes, but they acknowledged, the CIA, that a book is one of the most powerful forms of transmitting knowledge, more powerful than a radio broadcast or a newspaper. And it's because it's a deep dive into the material. And they admit that books are the most powerful device for changing people's views regarding political issues in the long term. And so for people who should get the book, get mine and get Alex's from Amazon. And then that way the algorithm will hopefully link them up so that it'll be recommended. And then when you go to look at one, it'll show the other one right next to it. And we're up against a tremendous machine. We're making some progress. Thankfully, we have Twitter is free. And have you noticed one of the things that I think people have not talked about enough is freeing of the trending list on Twitter? Because remember all these bizarre fake trends that created these self-fulfilling prophecies, all the invented LGBTQ holidays, all of the garbage Marxist topics that they would manually insert in order to create a self-fulfilling prophecy to try to get people convinced that those were actually popular so people start talking about them. And the Twitter files revealed something else interesting that didn't get enough coverage that it deserves, and that is the fact that the military was using Twitter and bot accounts in order to create and drive narratives and have fake discussions. That was exposed. That's called Operation Earnest Voice, is the software that the military uses. Now, that term was not in the Twitter files, but they did admit that they whitelisted, the previous ownership whitelisted the use of the military using fake accounts and bots.
Totally illegal. Mockingbird 2.0, totally vindicated. Mark Dice, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice, Amazon.com. Mark, not once a year, damn it. Join us again at least every few months. We love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks for your defense of the First Amendment. I really appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Same back at you.
Get his book right now, The War on Conservatives, and get The Great Awakening, Amazon. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Breaking through the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah. All right, the great Kate Daly's about to take over. And then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Oh, sorry. He's in solitary confinement for free speech in the prison, calling out a prison, which is legal, and in prison for free speech. So pray for Owen. We'll have a great guest host, 3 p.m. Central, 54 minutes from now. Here's some of the latest articles on InfoWars.com. U.S. Army propaganda shift from woke to all-white male recruitment ads fueling speculation of impending war by Adan Salazar. Pretty darn important. Watch, because they're obsessed with race, folks, and they do like that. It's important. Hillary Clinton tells The View Trump is next Hitler, spews 1984 doublethink talking points. Massive chemical plant explosion in Texas, in Shepherd, Texas, evacuating the area. Another shock video from Texas. Texas trooper shocked as illegals fall out of stolen car, clown car, during wild pursuit. That's just some of the news that we are breaking down and laying out today. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank you all for supporting us. If I had the support we needed and I'm not bitching or complaining, I would plug, you know, like 2 minutes a day, but we are barely still on air. We're having bigger effects than ever thanks to you sharing the links and articles, but we need the financial support. Plus, we have products you need. Ultra 12, the best B12, does incredible things. back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. My book, The Great Awakening, How to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's all there. Storable food, the highest quality, ready to ship, highest quality water filtration, lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. I got a few other articles I want to hit before our guest host takes over here, but I wanted to play another clip for all of you. I thought this was a meme when I sent it to the crew this morning. Then they found the clip. This is real. This is Zelensky, who's the dictator. He's outlawed all the other political parties, put the Christians in jail, all of it. This is Zelensky, this is clip 9, is now directly asking for public loans, promising he will pay you back after the war. I thought this was a AI joke. This is real.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay, please, give us a credit, and we will give you back money after the war.
That is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely real. Now I want to play clip 2. This is Senator Josh Hawley. Facebook was ignoring child sex abuse material on their platform. They were gleefully censoring free speech on COVID and school board meetings at the behest of the Biden administration. That's clip 2. Here it is.
Case filed by my home state, Missouri versus Biden. Landmark First Amendment case in which two federal courts, federal district court and a federal court of appeals, have found that Facebook, among others, actively coordinated with the present administration to censor First Amendment protected speech. Not this garbage that is not protected by anything in our Constitution, but First Amendment protected speech. Here's what gets me. What the courts found, this is in the record, this is factual findings, is that Facebook devoted all kinds of resources and people, actual human people, to doing things like monitoring posts on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy. There's one example of a parent in my home state of Missouri who wanted to post something about a school board meeting. Facebook used human moderators to go and take down that post. That was important. That has to come down. We can't have them posting about school board meetings, for heaven's sake. But the things that your daughter experienced, this ring of pedophiles, rings plural, that Facebook just can't find the time for. They just don't have the resources for it. That we just have to leave to, you know, let the market have its effect. Let AI do its job. We just don't have the resources for it. They had plenty of resources to censor First Amendment speech. No resources to protect our children. Absolutely unconscionable.
And that's their game plan. The censorship is for everybody AI run. That's why I accept anybody being censored, you get censored. Even the most hated speech should be protected. But once they censor you, they can lie about you and say you said things you never said, in Trump's case, and my case, and many others. Syndicated talk show host Kate Daly with her special guest takes over now.
Hey, thanks, Alex, so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, we have a lot going on today, but I do want to concentrate our efforts in this hour with my special guest, Jonathan Hollerman. Because this is an important topic. We have obvious open borders. We have the airports full of illegals down on our southern border. Intelligence is now prepping us, literally prepping us, that there's lots of lapses going on. Maybe, you know, something big's about to happen because of, you know, their lapses, which I don't believe at all. And now we're realizing that an EMP is very possible because they need a big event, right? There needs to be a big event, right, to tie us in and get us emotional about what's going on in the Middle East, too, and about the fact that they have control over this country right now. But what I'd like to talk about with Jonathan Hollerman is not only how to prepare for this, but how to maybe stop it from happening in the first place. And I think Jonathan's on a mission to make sure people are very awake so we can stop it, stop this from going on in the first place. So Jonathan Hollerman, griddownconsulting.com and also emptaskforce.us. He is the deputy director, U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security, former military SERE, survival, evasion, resistance, and escape instructor, best-selling author on preparedness, electromagnetic defense task force, senior fellow at Impact America, Secure the Grid Coalition, president of Grid Down Consulting. I could go on and on for an hour. Jonathan Hollerman, welcome. How are you?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I'm excited to talk with you because this is such an important topic and people aren't talking about it enough. And I really feel like I have felt as though this is the thing that could happen here very easily. And I have a feeling you probably agree with that, because we haven't done much to shore up ourselves from this going on. What is the state of our country in, where is the state of our country, kind of a state of the union, if you will, on where we're at right now in even preparing for this, thinking about it, doing anything about it? Where are we at as a nation?
When we're talking about that, I assume we're talking about the potential of a nationwide grid down event, or a large scale grid down event in this country. And if I were to grade the government at this point, I'd give them about a 5 to 7% success rate at this point. We spent over 20 years, the Congressional EMP Commission warned Congress in 2004 that a failure to harden America's electric grid and protect the American people could result in up to 9 out of 10 Americans dying through starvation, disease, societal collapse, because this type of grid down event isn't a short-term disaster. We're talking potentially being without the grid for multiple years before the first high voltage transformers come up. So since that time, the federal government has done next to nothing. I was a member of the Electromagnetic Defense Task Force, which is a joint military wargaming operation. All the alphabet agencies were there, and we spent 3 days wargaming a long-term grid-down event in this country. And the American people need to understand that there is zero government plan, there is zero military plan, and there is zero plan at FEMA to deal with a nationwide grid-down event. So the legislation that we've tried to get through, going all the way back to the SHIELD Act with Trent Franks almost 20 years ago, every time we get legislation into Congress, the electric utility lobby, they come in and they basically crush it. So we're in a spot where the American people don't understand the threats that this country faces. This is America's Achilles heel. And if we don't take it seriously soon, it could be very, very catastrophic.
Let's talk about the electric grid and why it hasn't been hardened. Let's talk about electric utilities. You just brought that up, the lobbies. Will you expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. So when you go and you buy a car, every car has to have a seatbelt. When you get on a plane, you just are reassured that the FAA is looking over those planes. When you buy a can of soup at the store, you just trust it's the FDA is inspecting those canning facilities. What most people don't realize, the electric utility industry is the only and the last industry in this country, major industry, that has zero federal regulation and oversight into it. So they basically write their own critical infrastructure protection standards. They enforce their own critical infrastructure protection standards through an organization called NERC. That's the North American Energy Reliability Corporation. And that is kind of their overarching lobbying organization, but it's also their enforcement mechanism. So how this works is an electric utility company will write their own SIP standards. If they break their SIP standards or cybersecurity, they're required to turn themselves into their own industry. Their own industry sets the fines. They pay the fines back into their own industry. And we are not allowed at this point to find out who's breaking what critical standards, because as of the last couple of years, Chief Master Sergeant Mabee was sending a bunch of FOIA requests, and they put a stop to that because they now say it's national security. So we're not even allowed to know who's breaking the own standards they wrote. So you have this organization called NERC, and not to make it confusing, this isn't Sesame Street, but you also have FERC, which is a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission that oversees them, but they have no legislative authority. They tell NERC to do things all the time. NERC sometimes takes it, sometimes they don't. But the federal government cannot force the electric utility industries to harden the grid. And, you know, I'm happy to talk. There's a lot more in depth into that and why and kind of the reasonings behind that. But
jeez. Yeah, you can expand a little bit. I feel like we don't really realize all the red tape, all of the things that prevent anything from happening that could actually stop this. But it's all kind of embroiled into these little acronym agencies, right? I mean, there's so much of this that you have to go through to try to get anything done at all, correct? So it's just mired in red tape.
It doesn't matter if we're talking about the DOE or FERC, all these agencies that are supposed to be looking over the civilian electric utility industry, that it's a revolving door with retirees and industry lobbyists and executives. It's a revolving door with government, just like a lot of other industries. But that's one of the issues. I can give you a billion reasons right off the top of my head. That's because the electric utility lobby has spent a billion, that's with the B, $1 billion just in the last 10 years. And that's just lobbying in D.C. That doesn't include all the lobbying they do at the state level. So they spend more money than big oil lobbying in D.C. The only industry that's got them beat is pharmaceuticals. So, and this isn't a political issue. It's both sides of the aisle that take their money, for reelection campaigns. And that's basically what we see. We get bills into committee and they just get either completely watered down or defeated on the back end before they ever make it up for a vote.
Talk to me about the Chinese transformers.
Yeah, so that started probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Transformers, just a side note, the high voltage transformers is the Achilles heel of the American electric grid. They weigh about 400 tons each. There's about 3,000 of them in this country. Okay. We only replace about 12 of them a year. And they come from South Korea and Germany. They've always come from allied nations. We don't actually make them here, which is a big problem to begin with. But a few years back, a company jumped into the market called JSHP, based out of California. And it's, you know, a sub company of JSHP in China, which is a high voltage transformer company, that also has ties to the Communist Republic of China. And their leadership and, Michael, maybe again through FOIA requests and through research has made a lot of these ties, to these two companies, and they are the same company. And so the electric utility, they started undercutting our allies, the transformers we were buying from our allies. And so the electric utility started buying them. And about, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, the Trump administration confiscated one of these high voltage transformers at port, sent it to Sandia National Laboratory. Now, it's classified. We don't know all the details of what they found, but we know for a fact the National Security Council has gone on record saying that they found back doors where China could basically shut down or destroy that transformer remotely. Immediately, the Trump administration put an executive order into place stating that we're no longer going to buy critical infrastructure supplies from China, which seems like a no-brainer to me. And Biden's first day in office, you know, he got rid of all Trump's executive orders, including this one. So, you know, as of right now, that same company that we know for a fact is building back doors into high voltage transformers that could be accessed from China remotely, they're still selling them. They're still being implemented. At last count, again, Master Sergeant Michael Mabee's got, he tracks how many are in the country. I think it's something like 20% of New York and Las Vegas, are controlled by these Chinese transformers, and they're scattered throughout the country. So this is just, it's kind of absurd that we know what they're doing and we're still using this equipment from this company.
And not only back doors, if something goes down, in order to fix it, they hold the cards, they hold the parts. It's almost impossible Yes.
Yeah, these high voltage transformers, they're built specifically for each location. I mentioned they're 400 tons. They take 24 to 36 months to build, which is why it's so dangerous if an EMP, a solar flare, a massive cyber attack or some kind of event takes out these high voltage transformers, the first one onto our shores for at least 2 years. So at minimum, this country's 2 years without electricity. And today, every aspect of human life revolves around electricity. Every aspect, every critical infrastructure in this country, from natural gas to electricity to sewage to the banking. We're talking about no TV, no internet, no heater AC in your house, no interstate trucking, which is the big one, which means no food gets resupplied at the grocery stores. So whatever food is in your town, whatever food is at your grocery store, when that's looted 3 days later, there's no more food that's going to be getting delivered. Gas pumps don't work. There is no interstate trucking. You're looking at large cities that have their red lights and their lights are all going to go out. And so you're going to have gridlock traffic. The police aren't going to be able to get around. 911 doesn't work. The police radios and the fire department radios don't work. Even if they could get somewhere, there's no water pressure in the water mains to even put out a fire. I mean, I lived in many years in the city of Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of old row houses. And I mean, there's entire sections of town. You know, if it's wintertime, somebody tries to do something to heat their house and a house catches on fire, you could lose entire sections of that city from fire. So this is a very serious, very real threat. Like I said, the Electromagnetic Defense Task Force, the EDTF, We studied this for days and days and days, and it was just a completely eye-opening thing for me. If you don't care, I'll keep going on some of my experience there as
Please.
Well.
Please do.
Okay, because a couple of the big things that shocked me, that was a wargaming event, LeMay Wargaming Institute down at Maxwell Air Force Base, and the last one here was 2019, and a couple of the things that came out of there is our Nuclear Regulatory Commission, they're only required to have up to 7 days, unless it's changed since then, 7 days of backup diesel on location for the diesel pumps that keep the water flowing over the spent fuel rods. Okay. So if you don't know, all the spent fuel rods from a nuclear facility have to be kept on site. You have to have consistent water flowing into those cooling pools or it's going to overheat. It's going to steam off and then you're going to have an explosion. You're going to have a Fukushima. So those, we found out that their diesel generators had never been EMP tested. If that's not the biggest oversight in history, the one thing we want running those pumps, because we have 99 nuclear facilities in this country. So those had never been EMP tested. They, like I said, they only had 7 days of backup diesel, on site to fuel those pumps. And the big thing for me was they had a civilian contract for resupply. We just talked about no trucker is going to drive from Texas and drive across the country. Even if they could, there's no way for them to resupply. We're talking gridlock traffic in different areas of the country. They're going to have to go through cities with potential ambushes for that fuel. I mean, obviously people are going to be desperate and looking for resources like that. So this idea, even if they did get the first shipment 7 days in, which I'm not convinced that they could get it to all 99 sites, what happens after that?
Mm-hmm.
What about 7 days later and then 7 days later after that? They didn't have much food at the first year. They didn't have any food, but we convinced them to put some food and cots there for their, there has to be a minimum amount of people pushing buttons and pulling levers to keep that facility functioning. It's not a lot of people and they need a security team there at each nuclear facility. And what we discovered was they put stuff there. And I brought up the point. I was like, you know, if you expect these critical people to stay there, you have to bring their family and their children in too. Like this idea that some guy out of the kindness of his own heart, when there's looting and rioting, the world's falling apart, he can see the town over the hill where his wife and kids live is on fire. You know, that gal's going home, period. The security team, they're going home at some point to check on their wife and their kids. So and they're like, oh, we can't do that because of security clearances and, you know, it'd be too difficult for children. And I was kind of like, so what? Just put the extra food and cots there. Just put it there and, you know, make it a game day decision after the fact. But, I don't know. There were so many things at that, that conference that I discovered the complete lack of any kind of centralized plan to deal with this type of event means that, you know, the Hollywood movies where there's box trucks rolling down, passing their MREs, none of that stuff's going to happen. The military bases are 99% reliant on the civilian electric grid. They've warned Congress if we lose the electric grid, the military has said that they are unable to function. They have less than 48 hours of backup diesel on their facilities. They have their food comes on a truck every 2 days onto the base, just like everywhere else. They have civilian chow halls. None of that equipment's going to function, even cook the food. And we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg of how devastating a nationwide grid down event. And we just can't seem to get the legislators to take this seriously and harden our grid when Russia's already got their grid hardened. China's hardening theirs. Israel's got a mostly hardened grid. They've been working on that for a while, but we're the one country that's most susceptible to this that we're not really doing anything.
I have a feeling that those that actually run the country really like it that way. And, you know, we talk about like a nuke attack on a city because doing in the whole country would, so obviously we could shoot that down, but a nuke attack, or we talk about some of these things that could come, but this is actually the one thing that could come that isn't talked about. We have the wheel of fear, the ridiculous wheel of fear. You have people wearing masks all over the country that look like total morons right now because they're fearing a germ. This is what I fear. This is the real wheel of fear is, what happens a week later? What happens when all of that, this comes down? Because we've seen internet outages, especially around election time, which is kind of interesting. And we see all these internet outages. We see the FCC doing a vote next week about taking full control, King Dingaling and his administration taking full control over the internet. But the internet's a small slice of this. What happens when even just that happens, we see havoc. So can we even imagine what it looks like a week later after a total EMP with no facilities, no sanitation, nothing going on? And I can't even imagine that. And so when we come back after the break, I want to talk about what people can do. And I mean, seriously do, because there's a lot of ideas. Build a fortress, do all of these things. But you actually have some ideas that are probably a little bit less talked about, things that we don't really get into on the air. And I think that this is going to be really interesting for people to listen to, because there's a whole nother side of this is think this out kind of mentality. What does it actually look like? What should you do? What kind of place should you be in? That maybe doesn't draw attention. And also, what are some of the things we can do as communities? Because the last thing I'm going to do is rely on the FEMA, because FEMA makes a mess of every single thing that they do. Look what they did to Maui. So I don't rely on FEMA or the government or anything. We've got to rely on ourselves. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate loving InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show. Nice to be with you today. And, you know, a sobering topic. I mean, I don't, you know me, jump off a bridge radio, but at the same time, this is actually a real fear instead of all the wheels of fear that the government hands us. But I have Deputy Director, U.S. Task Force of National and Homeland Security, Jonathan Hollerman, who's on with me today, and an important guest, because you need to listen to where we're at right now as a nation, because an EMP attack could remain anonymous. It could be devastating. It could take our nation down. And I don't think we realize the fallout. In fact, there is a obviously cause for concerns when it comes to supply chains, because that's one of the biggest things that would happen as well. And not only that, but straight up violence. So there's a lot of things that can happen. And I kind of want to walk through what a week like this looks like after an EMP attack. And there is a documentary, Grid Down, Power Up, documentary. Will you tell people how to find that, Jonathan?
Sure. The best way to find that is griddownpowerup.com. It's a fantastic, it's a 1 hour documentary that lays out where we are at as a country as far as not having a hardened grid. And they provide solutions on the back end. If you watch that documentary, please share it among your friends and family. On the back end of the website, they have the ability to write letters to your legislators to try and convince them to act on this legislation. It's a fantastic documentary. It's narrated by Dennis Quaid. Everybody, I would highly recommend that everybody check that documentary out.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And so Grid Down, Power Up. And also, I have to give a shout out to the novel series 299 Days by Glenn Tate. He wrote kind of some of the scenarios that could happen. Obviously, can't take our guns, so they would just make them illegal. Or dip into everyone's bank account because banks aren't something that you can go to and get your money out of, right? In a case scenario like this. So gee, the government would just like to use that for a while and then never give it back to you. Those types of scenarios. What does this look like 7 days in that I don't think people are prepared for? What does an EMP attack in our country look like 7 days in?
Sure. So I'm not 100% sure what the situation was with 299 days or what the catalyst was, in other words. But in the case of a long-term grid down event, by EMP, solar flare, a cyber attack, or even a physical attack could bring down the national electric grid. What we're looking at, everything stops. The Congressional EMP Commission called it a continental time machine, sending us back 200 years civilization. But we do not have the life skills. We do not have the infrastructure. We don't have the horse-drawn plows, the Pony Express. We don't have the telegraph system. We just don't have any of that today. So what you're going to see is everything basically just stops where it's at. There's going to be a ton of confusion because, again, I mentioned you're not going to have cell phones. Yeah. You're not going to have TV, internet, radio. There's going to be no information floating around. So the first day, I would expect the first night, your typical looting and rioting that would happen in this type of event where people are stealing sneakers and TVs and that sort of thing. But going on to day two, night two, day three, you're going to be looking at the grocery stores getting cleaned out pretty quickly. People are going to figure out this situation's different. Everything's not working. A large percentage of the electronics could be destroyed. So you're going to see people panicking very quickly. And after that first 3 days, let's talk about the police and the firefighters and the hospital workers and all the people, the linemen that keep everything functioning. We just talked about the people that work at the nuclear facilities. At some point, all these people that we trust and rely on to maintain law and order in this country, they're going to go home. Like I was mentioning, the police, their radios aren't going to work. The 911 system isn't working. In the big cities, there's going to be gridlock traffic because none of the lights work. A certain percentage percentage of cars, if it was an EMP, are going to be dead in the middle of the road. It's just going to shut everything down. Even if they could arrest somebody, the jails aren't functioning. The water and sewer and the lights aren't functioning. I'm sure the judge probably isn't coming into work after day two or three. Well, it's just, what do you do? And the firefighters, they're not going to be able to function. At some point, these people, justifiably so, are going to go home and take care of their immediate families. And I don't blame them for that. Same with hospital workers, nurses. They're going to run out of supplies. The backup generators, if they've been needing EMP hardened, are going to run out after a couple of days. So, and the hospital's going to be overwhelmed. It's just going to be a very terrible situation. And we're just talking the first 3 or 4 days, right? So if you start fast forwarding forward, you get to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when most people at that point have eaten through all the food in their house. I mean, the rioting and looting is going to escalate and escalate, because there's no police, there's no military, there's nobody to put that kind of event down. So that's going to be escalating. Violence is going to be escalating. When people really start running out of food, this is where most Americans, the legislators, the utility executives, they don't get the aftermath. They don't understand what's really coming for this country. At the end of the last EDTF, General Quast and the leadership had asked me to write a report. My background as a SEER survival instructor, I had some experience with going without food and dealing with people, putting them in hunger situations. But I spent many years researching starvation. I read Philip Zimbardo, the Minnesota Starvation Experiment, looking at different psychological studies. But more importantly, looking at history, the Holodomor, the Chinese famine, the Bengal famine, what happened in Bosnia, the conditions in the Warsaw Ghetto. And so they asked me to write a report for military training there at the LeMay Wargaming Institute on starvation. So I have that report. It's free to download. It's 122 pages long. It's called Grid Down, Death of a Nation, The Psychology and Physiology of Human Desperation, Starvation, and Living Without Rule of Law in a Prolonged Grid Down Event. I realize it's a long title, Grid Down, Death of a Nation, okay? But the point is I wrote that 122-page report to basically paint the picture that nobody else seems to be getting of people just think like we've evolved past the caveman days, that we're all going to stand around, hold hands, sing kumbaya, and we are going to, you know, fix the problem and we're going to work together. And I would agree that is true. As a nation, we've proved that time and time again for the first week or two. When people start to actually starve to death and die, there's no amount of central planning that's going to hold that together. So, yeah, that is my mission in life. That report is kind of the culmination of my life's work. I mean, I've written 5 other books on this topic, but that report, you can download it for free at emptaskforce.us or my site, griddownconsulting.com. And I recommend read it. It's heavy reading when you start looking at the firsthand accounts from some of these periods of time in history where the societies they had life skills we don't even,
I know the Bosnia
dream about their social cohesion was amazing.
Yeah, the Bosnia one was scary because it talked about the government going down so quickly and everything becoming so chaotic. And it really kind of pointed to the fact that building the fortress thing is an interesting idea. What are your thoughts on building? I know we only have about a minute and a half left before we go to break, but we are going to attack this on the other side of the break too. But what are your thoughts on building a fortress? That's the first thing people want to do.
Right. I consider that building the Alamo, and I believe it's probably going to end the same way the Alamo is. I believe your best chance, if you read that report, you're going to see the biggest threat to your life is going to be lack of food and threats from other two-legged people, right? The less human interaction you can have in that kind of environment, the best chance of your long-term survival of you and your family. So yeah, I'd be happy to talk more about it on the back end.
To draw attention to yourself is not something you want to do. And if you have a generator and no one else does, everyone in the neighborhood is going to know because they're going to be able to hear it. And the other thing is, in Bosnia, they actually made their homes look like not a fortress. In fact, it was almost like don't look here kind of situation because you don't want people in that scenario. The other thing was any trading that goes on, do it away from your place of residence because you don't want people to know what you have and what you don't have. And that was another thing that came out that was really helpful. When we come back, we'll talk more on this because I know a lot of people have questions. What do they put money into? What should they actually do? And I know that's a tough question to answer because it really depends on everyone's situation, where you live and so forth. But we'll cover some of that when we come back with Jonathan Hollerman. He is the deputy director of this EMP task force. So just the person we need to talk to about this. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12. Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products. And for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back on the Alex Jones Show. So great to have you listening to this because this is a really important topic. I know there's a lot going on today, election, elections and all kinds of stuff happening today. But you know what? I think actually this is the one thing that they could do and get away with doing, and it would impact our entire nation. And that's what's scary about this. I have Jonathan Hollerman on from EMPTaskForce.us, and he is the deputy director of the U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security. And of course, griddownconsulting.com and all a host of different things. There's documentaries. You have a new book out, Survival Threat 2. There's all kinds of really wonderful things that you should be immersed in to try to plan for this. Some of my favorite movies, Jonathan, end with the citizenry doing something unique, not planned on. You know, you don't see it coming, and a plan of sorts to surprise those in power, right? And when they come up with things that can combat what is being done to them, and they can band together, utilize smart ways to win no matter what's thrown at them. And that's what we're going to have to do in a case scenario like this, especially when it gets down to really hard times in this kind of scenario. How to train for this? What kind of equipment should we have? Should we concentrate on? Hand crank radios to communicate, or how do we communicate with each other? How to band together as neighborhoods? What's your advice on these types of things? How do we train for this?
Well, you asked about 14 questions there. as far as an overarching, how do we train for this? I think education.
Yeah.
So I would say this is kind of part of the problem in the preparedness community. Is a lot of times people operate their preparedness in fear. They will hear of something coming. Obviously, we're talking about a very horrific type event that we could face in our lifetime. And people get scared, and then they rush out and they just start buying stuff and they start doing stuff.
Right.
Any general that's looking at a battlefield or planning a battle into the future, he wants every piece of data on that battlefield, the troops that are going to be facing, what kind of weapons have, what are the weather conditions. He wants every piece of information before he starts planning. And I would say the same is true of this. Before you rush out and just start buying all those things that you just mentioned, you need to understand the operating environment and the world you're going to be facing, because there's a lot of channels out there that are going to scare you and then sell you something on the back end of that, right? So yes, I am kind of preaching a scary message here, but my message is to go out and learn more before you start buying stuff. So with that said, I think a couple of the big threats that people need to understand is the chances of surviving this type of scenario inside of an urban or suburban environment is going to be very, very difficult. I mean, you alluded to the Bosnian conflict, and you were telling some stories. The number one book I recommend that people read, one of the number one top books I recommend, is Selko Begovic, The Dark Secrets of SHTF Survival. He lived in a modern city in the late 90s that got cut off from resupply. They were surrounded. And he talks about how it fell apart street by street, block by block. Eventually, warlords took over. I mean, a couple caveats to his story is the fact that they did get occasional food drops, and you were able to negotiate with warlords for some food. But everybody was starving. Everybody was eating moldy bread. So I don't want to twist it either. And there were horrible atrocities that he witnessed that the American people aren't prepared to see and to experience. So, I mean, that's a fantastic book on this topic. But one of the things that he said I think it was in the preface of this book was that, if he had the ability to go back and do it over, he would have gotten out of the city before that was surrounded and the power was cut off. He was young and he wanted to see how things were. He wanted to be part of history and see how it went down. But if he could go back, he would have gotten out. And that's my philosophy as well, is, your best chance of surviving this particular scenario. I'm not talking about if there's a hurricane, you need to run to the mountains. But if this type of scenario happens, a long-term grid down event, I just earlier mentioned the first transformers aren't getting here for 2 years. We're 2 years without power. And most people don't have the ability to take themselves out of the world we live in, their normalcy bias, and imagine a world a year from now where 90% of the American people have died from disease, starvation, violence, warlords are running the city. Cholera, dysentery, these are common things again. This, you know, multiple cities burning down to the ground, just by because they can't put the fires out. There's so many, we're scratching the surface. So again, my philosophy is if you try and build a fortress in the middle of that environment, yeah, you may last longer than your neighbors, but at some point there's going to be a bigger, badder group that's going to come along and somebody's going to be eating the food you put away for your kids and you're probably going to end up in a ditch somewhere. So I know that sounds harsh, but a lot of these people that are really pushing the urban prepping myth for this type of long-term scenario, I would read the report that I mentioned that I wrote, and I think your opinion on living around 50, 100, 2 million people surrounding you is probably going to change.
Have a way to get out. Griddownconsulting.com, by the way, and emptaskforce.us, the other resource as well. And he's got a wonderful new book, Survival Threat 2, right?
Survival Theory 2, yes.
Theory 2, sorry about that. I'm the name murderer, so there you go. But I look at some of the things that you just talked about, and that is get out, that is, you know, don't wait around. People want to think that they're going to garden once something like this happens, but like me, I kill fake plants. So, it would be a very difficult thing for me to do to start gardening once everything goes down. There are ways you can garden in your own home, though. There are things that you can utilize in your own house and ways to garden in your own house. But again, a lot of it utilizing electricity. We don't realize how much we are dependent. And when you were talking about the past, we are so dependent on electricity. And so we think we're smarter and better than all the people that lived centuries ago, which is so untrue. We're actually just more dependent than anyone else in history without realizing it. Yes?
100%. Every aspect of human life today revolves around electricity. And people just don't understand the gravity of that statement, but that nothing functions. We just don't have the life skills. Back in the early 1900s, over 30% of the population farmed. Today, it's less than 2% of our population feed the rest of the other 98%. Yeah. And I would say the 2% that grow those farms is large scale farming. They don't have, you know, the knowledge on root cellaring and
So. Yeah. And think about the fact that you go and you think, well, I can go get another tank of gas and I can get somewhere. Can you? Because those rely on internet too. So if you have a place that's far away, how are you going to get there? And, you know, is it reverting back to pioneer times at the very least? Who knows? It's just that I know that when people are in this circumstance in a hurricane, I had a sister-in-law that was, and she said, my whole day revolved around cooking one meal, one big meal. And it was the entire day that it took to do that. Without all of these methods. And we don't sit and look at some of the equipment we have and utilize it. We just save it for that rainy day, but that's pretty dangerous too. I mean, we should be in a situation where we're kind of living some of these circumstances out just to see how everything works, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. Maybe. So a lot of people want to talk about survival skills and like there's this idea that you're going to go live off the land, live off the mountains, right, like the Legend of McDodge, and everything's going to be just fine. 99.5% of the people that claim they're going to do that do not have. I've actually done that for long periods of time in my SEER training, and most people do not have those life skills. And even if you could convince me, you know, you were raised by a pack of wolves in Alaska, left on the side of the road as a child, and you actually have these life skills, right, you can't convince me of the other 99% of the people in the same patch of woods as you that are fighting for every last deer that doesn't exist anymore. So it's just, that's not a good strategy is to try and go live off the land. But as far as the thing you need to be focusing on are traditional life skills, gardening, canning, root cellaring. These are the skills that our forefathers knew that crossed the Great Divide. That we don't have anymore. And those are the type of skills that you, and one last thing, like a garden. Most people don't realize how large of a garden you need to grow to store to live until the entire next harvest season. You have to grow an incredibly large garden. You have to understand how to store it.
Yeah.
And most people that buy a seed vault and a book on gardening and they think they're just going to wing it. When the time comes, I got news for you. You're going to fail that first year and your life depends on it.
Yeah. We need to get more prepared, spiritually prepared. We need to get physically prepared, get healthy. That's why supplements are a really good thing to have right now. And also a lot of skill set on medicines medicines that are not pharma, which we shouldn't be on anyway right now. We should be taking ourselves clear away from pharma. Very dangerous. So thank you, Jonathan Hollerman. I'm so glad you joined me, Deputy Director of the U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security, GridDownConsulting.com, and, of course, Survival Theory 2, the book. Go get it. Thanks so much for joining me. Scary, but thank you. I really appreciate it on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Kate. Glad
you guys listening. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints, your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, about to sell out.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.